High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net, in cooperation with the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County, is pleased to present tonight's 36th annual 2012 Hero Bowl.
Byron Damascene, big tight end Dave Wilson at the 42, across the 40, stretches down near the 35-yard line. Gain of 26 on the play. Back to pass, has plenty of time, firing deep down the near sideline, looking, Aaron Benson in coverage, and it is caught, a tremendous catch down near the 31-yard line. Back is Humes, five-step drop, firing deep down the seam, Pinto is open, he's got it, touchdown, the tight end, Ridley connection, Al Humes are running Pinto down the seam.
Tonight's game is sponsored by TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, with convenient branches all over Delaware County. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield, steak, chicken, and shrimp, done the Outback way. Eat in or take out. EasyStream.com, broadcasting your high school sporting events over the internet couldn't be easier with EasyStream. Beckabell's Hallmark in Brookhaven, the best little Hallmark store in Delaware County. Father's Day is June 17th. Tonight's game features a contest between the Del Valle High School Football All-Stars and the Central League Football All-Stars. Here are tonight's announcers, the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Who needs a football fix here on the last day of May in 2012? Here for the fifth time in a row, we're bringing to you live or on the archive on HavenFootball.net some late spring, early summer football, and one last shot for a special group of high school seniors to put on the pads and helmets one more time, and more importantly, the funds that they will raise tonight for the 36th year in a row here in Delaware County will support the Hero Fund. The children, a scholarship fund for the children of fallen firefighters, EMTs, and police officers lost in the line of duty, will benefit tonight from the efforts of, well, about 100 kids and a couple dozen coaches who have dedicated and sacrificed their time and energy over the last several weeks, ready to put on the 36th annual Hero Bowl here at Widener University, Leslie Quick Field. So, good evening again, everybody. It doesn't quite feel like evening. The sun is still out and in our eyes, but really, we've had other Hero Bowl games where we've been sweating it out here, but really a nice night for football, about 80 degrees here in Chester, Pennsylvania. We will talk plenty more about many, many, many more people to thank, namely our sponsors for the game tonight. Going towards the Delco Hero Fund, but we will name, I'm looking at about three dozen cheerleaders that are here. The officials tonight will name all of those names, but of course we always like to introduce the webmaster here at HavenFootball.net. He'll be doing the color commentary and some engineering that you got ironed out after a couple minutes there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Had a replay, but Mike Mayer doing it all as usual. And Mike, this is as much fun as we have between Labor Day and the weekend before Christmas, calling the regular season and playoffs of the high school football season. This is probably our most difficult from a preparation standpoint, but probably our most fun football experience of the year.
Well, it's totally relaxed. You know, we're obviously part of the West as opposed to the East, but, you know, we really aren't concerned about who wins. We just won a good game. We won a lot of fun. We hope to see a lot of action, a lot of airing the ball out, a little different high school ball because you have so many all-stars on the field. So it's just kind of a fun activity for everybody involved. The poor kids have been out there in some pretty heavy-duty heat days, but we're very fortunate this game didn't take place a week ago when the whole Delaware Valley was suffering at 90-something degrees and very unseasonably warm. So today has been pleasant, not too humid. Tonight's one of the nicer evenings we've had. One of the things we were trying to do is we have a gentleman on the sideline right now who we were trying to get... connected with. What happened to that?
I'll let you work on the engineering, but we will hopefully be introducing Jim Alsman, the PA announcer, the voice of the Marble Newtown Tigers, who's helping us with some sideline reporting, or so we hope tonight. At the very least, we'll hear from him at halftime about what's going on.
Actually, if we got a minute, we're going to try to get him right now.
Okay.
Now, you're going to hear the phone ring, so it's a little we're doing it through Skype, but we wanted that all set up, but then we had some other issues. So let's see if we can get a hold of him. And we excuse the ringy-dingy thing, but...
All right. Well, as we're talking again, we are so thankful to be here one more time. Again, you know, lots of people to thank, and we'll talk more about them in a minute. But in the meantime, we have down on the sideline the voice of the Tigers up at Marple Newtown, Jim Alsman, helping us out tonight. Jim, you're down there and in the shade, actually, at the moment, so we're doing all right.
Yeah, Brian, Mike, good evening. I was just talking to Coach Junker, one of the assistant coaches of the West team, and obviously someone that I'm going to be able to connect with a lot tonight, as he is, I guess, sort of my boss, if you will, during the fall. And actually, Coach Junker and I were just talking about some of the rule changes that they have for tonight's contest. So the kickoffs are going to start from 35, Brian, and if the ball's kicked into the end zone, they will be able to run it out. So
okay.
That's some of the big changes. I was talking to Coach. He thought that the team was really loose. They had a good, very good week of practice this week, and they're very excited, looking to have fun. I talked to Coach Orpiza from the East team just as I came out on the field about 20 minutes ago, and he is very excited to be coaching in this game. As you know, he is now the former coach of Monsignor Bonner, so they're looking to get away very, very shortly here.
Very good, and again, we will be checking in with Jim between plays, during timeouts, and a whole lot more. Thanks, Jim. We'll check in shortly.
Thanks, guys. Back to you.
All right. So we are looking down at the sideline here and getting ready to hear the national anthem shortly. The teams from the West, which is essentially the Central League Senior All-Stars, plus a handful of players from Episcopal Academy, along with the Haverford School, versus the East, which is the Del Valle League All-Stars, plus Archbishop Carroll, Monsignor Bonner, and Cardinal O'Hara. A trio of very good, and Sun Valley, I'm sorry, is in there as well. But, you know, we're fortunate to have so many kids out there, and again, I will mention a few names tonight, guys who wanted to be on the field in pads tonight, but unfortunately are in street clothes due to injuries or other circumstances. But we will mention everybody by name at some point or another. Some schools with really big senior classes and lots of representation tonight, and a few others with just a few, but should be interesting.
We're going to go dark for a second and come back on so we can reset our computers and we'll be ready for some action.
All right. Stick with us. You're listening live to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
In Australia, we always have a fresh take on life, and everyone's invited to the barbie. And at Outback Steakhouse, that same fresh spirit inspires everything we do, like our extra-large snow crab legs, freshly steamed, sweet, succulent, and bursting with crab meat, served with our tender signature sirloin set to perfection just the way you like it. All for a way down under price of only $13.95. Once you've tasted fresh, mate, you'll never settle for anything less. It's always fresh in the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Springfield is a proud sponsor of the Hero Bowl. Eat in or take out, 610-544-9889. Make it Outback tonight.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football, right here on HavenFootball.net.
Oh,
special thank you to Courtney Whalen of Marion Mercy Academy. Fantastic job with the Star Spangled Banner tonight. We are still working through some technical issues, so stick with us volume-wise. We will talk just as we normally do, and if your sound is up and down, bear with us, please. We're working on that as we speak. But in the meantime, we have teams ready to go, and as I look below me, it's always fun to see here. Just a contingent from pretty much every school all over the place. You know, you have parents, fans, teammates, and so forth. I'm looking down at a large Garnet Valley contingent. I'm looking down also at a bunch of Strathaven players who are recent graduates like Brent Collins or Pat Fisher, but I'm also looking at a couple of seniors who were not playing in this game tonight only because because they were too busy winning the state championship in the 4x100 track and field championships over the weekend. Teron Howie, James Griffin, Chris Williams, and Wellington Zaza, congratulations, state champs in the 4x100, and at least Teron and James likely would have been playing here otherwise. I also see Lonnie Richardson here, who participated in this game a couple years ago. He's now a defensive back at the Naval Academy, and again, I can go right down the list of several other players. You know, there's a group here from Pencrest, there's a group here from Monsignor Bonner, the Glenn Mills School has good representation here. I mean, it's fantastic. So we'll get all sorts of thank yous out there, but in the meantime, we have some more ceremony at midfield. But the West roster on right in front of us here on the sideline closest to the press box here, they are in white uniforms head to toe. And now the helmets, they are wearing their each player with their own high school helmet decorated in, well, logos of many, many other teammates. Of the Hero Bowl. So you might, for instance, look at Justin Pyle, the Delaware County Player of the Year from Garnet Valley. He's wearing his Garnet Valley helmet, but he has a Springfield Cougar paw on it, and he has a couple of other stickers all over it, so that makes it a little trickier. Never mind that a lot of these guys are wearing different numbers tonight. But the captains are meeting at midfield. Jim Chakey, the quarterback from Haverford School, is joined there by number 45 tonight, Craig Pettit, Justin Pyle, number 15 is Mike Gentile, Chris Kirkian, number 2 is Samaro Moat for the West. For the East, and it looks like the East will be defending the, well, actually be receiving the football to start the game. For the East, you have number 94, Jeremiah Lowry. He's joined there by number 32, Laquan Lambert, first-team All-Delco wide receiver from Chichester. Number 44 is Kevin McLaughlin from Archbishop Carroll. Number 64, Dom DeGalbo from Monsignor Bonner. And number 5, the leading rusher in Delaware County and first-team All-Delco running back, George Walker from the Glenn Mills School. So lots of honors, postseason honors for so many players tonight. We'll try to get to them as we can. But the guys in charge tonight, again, thank you, thank you, thank you for a handful of guys volunteering their time tonight. The game officials, Edward Beebe from Delaware County Emergency Communications Center, Detective James Devaney from the Springfield Township Police Department, Corporal Robert Frazier from Ridley Park Police, Darby Borough Policeman Lieutenant Darrell Guy is with us, Police Officer Gerard Scanlon from Ridley Township, John Scanlon from Sharon Hill Police Department, from the Tinicum Township Police, Detective Sergeant James Simpkins, Detective Sergeant David Splain representing the Yadin Police, and the Chief of Police Robert Tinsley from the Sharon Hill Police Department. All, well, you get the theme there. The game officials tonight volunteering their time as well, all in support of the 36th annual Hero Bowl, and we are thrilled to get this going. Standing deep to return at about the 10-yard line, a pair of speedsters for the East. They are in their navy blue jerseys with white pants, white numerals. And standing at that 10-yard line, number 5, George Walker, joined by Jay Watkins from Cardinal O'Hara. Second team, All-Delco kicker from Marple Newtown, Anthony Nicolardi, has it teed at the left hash of the 35-yard line. He has his teammates lined up, approaches the football, and we are underway. Low line drive kick is going to come down to Watkins. Fields it on a hop at the 16-yard line. Looking for a wedge. Straight ahead, he goes across the 30. Looking for room on the sideline. Steps up past a man at the 40. Run out of bounds by Nicolardi. Past the midfield stripe at the 47-yard line. And that's where the East will take over in great field position to start the game. And now, I wish I had a starting lineup, but it doesn't much matter. Both teams are going to run guys in and out of here all day. And again, in some cases it'll be full units of players, maybe series to series, and sometimes it'll be positional and situational. But looks like getting the start tonight at quarterback is Bill Hudson from Sun Valley. He breaks the huddle with 4 wide receivers. On his right hip alongside of him is George Walker. Receivers, 2 to either side, 5 in front of him. Motion man, from right to left. Hudson back to pass on first and 10. Looking, has time. Single coverage deep down the field on a wheel route. It's Walker, makes a grab at the 20. Cuts back across the left hash mark, looking for room at the 15. Sideline to sideline. Inside the 10 and ridden out of bounds at the 7. Gain of 40 on the first throw of the night, and the East will be first and goal. Well, that'll get us going, huh?
Absolutely. And, you know, the blocking on that kickoff return was just fabulous. I can't say enough about it. It was really nicely done, great running. And, of course, in a game like this, the running backs are going to, every time they get the ball, they're going to try to score. They'll do whatever they have to get into the end zone.
Man-to-man coverage across the field. That's one of the game rules for both teams tonight, so that makes it awfully tough on the guys in the secondary. I formation dotted by Watkins. Under center is Hudson. Turn, gives the tailback. Watkins looking for room off the right side. Ducks inside the 5 to the 4 and not much else. Met there by number 8 from the West. That's defensive tackle Keith Luderman. So we'll get a couple of other names out there. Laquan Lambert from Chichester is in at split end now as Hudson brings in the play. The tight end at the moment for the East, number 40, Brandon Patterson. Honorable mention to All Del Valle League from Chester. Offensive line, I'm just taking quick looks here. Bill Gall is at left tackle. Number 70 is Tyler Ramirez from Monsignor Bonner. He's at the left guard. On second and goal from the 4, it's Walker, the fullback, pushing close to the goal line, and he is in for the touchdown. East on the board with 10:53 to play in the opening quarter. And just a minute 7 in, the East cashes in on a 3-play, 47-yard drive. And it's George Walker into the end zone.
That was, yeah, 3 plays. I mean, that's great, great football. And, of course, offense generally has the advantage. Well, actually, defense usually has the advantage in an All-Star game, at least initially. But East has done a super job with 3 plays, marched right down the field.
Watkins with a big return to set it all up, a big pass play of 40 yards. Hudson to Walker, and then it's Walker 2 plays later pounding it in. Hudson on to attempt the extra point. The kick is away, and it is good.
If you just jumped out of your seat because the sound just jumped up, it looks like we're back in the regular business. We should be able to keep it this way now from this point on for the rest of the broadcast. So I'm glad to say those problems are solved.
Knock on wood.
Yep.
So the West goes four in just 3 plays, 47 yards. And really, George Walker picking up 44 of those 47. 40 through the air on a wheel route out of the backfield, and yeah, we'll see how the West can respond. Just a minute 7 off the clock. In the meantime, stick with us. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Bill, I've got to find a way to raise some money for my athletic program. Any ideas? Now that you mention it, I do. Have you heard of EasyStream.com? It's the easiest way to broadcast your school's games on the internet. EasyStream.com. Sounds interesting, but how is that going to help me raise money? You can get sponsors for your broadcasts on EasyStream.com. Your school can provide a key service to the community and make money doing it. What a great idea. My school will love this. I'm going to contact EasyStream.com today. What's the number? Just call 1-800-866-7510 or log on to EasyStream.com for more information. They'll have you broadcasting in no time.
EasyStream.com. Streaming made easy. Call 1-800-866-7510 today.
This is John Linder, Mayor of Chester, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Widener University Quick Stadium. And number 12 has it teed for the East. Kick is away off the foot of E-Day. We'll get back to him in a moment. High end of run kick. It's going to come down at the 15-yard line. And straight ahead, this is Samara Moat across the 30, 35. Couldn't shake free from Mark Doe of Academy Park, making the stop at the 37-yard line. So we call him E-Day, number 12, who's an emergency kickoff specialist tonight. 6'2", 210-pounder out of Academy Park. Headed to BYU. That's Emmanuel Danois. And there was a change in plans, and a couple of guys will share the kicking duties for the East. But for the West, they are on the field, ready to go. First and 10 at their own 37-yard line, and James Chakey is the quarterback out of the Haverford School. He has an I formation behind him. The fullback is Justin Pyle. The tailback, Samara Moat. Now he moves to a slot to the outside, and now they're going to end up with procedure here as Moat leaves the field. Two tight ends, receivers to either side. Option look. Chakey trips over the 38-yard line and stumbles out to the 40. And the officials, I think, are going to be lenient with substitutions at the moment, unless they just had 10 on the field. But they broke the huddle, Moat had to run off the field. And so receivers are split. Out to the left, Joe Pham of Marple Newtown. To the near side is number 5, Dylan O'Donnell out of Harriton. Second down and about 8. Jakey in the gun. Back 3-step drop. Looking, firing over the middle, has the big tight end, Kelly. Ryan Kelly out of Harriton across midfield, and he's banged out of bounds over on that far sideline. Justin Jacobs wraps him up for the East. But can't complain there for the West. Gain of 12. And boy, Ryan Kelly, I remember he had 3 touchdowns against Strathaven. He's a big, big target. Headed to University of Pennsylvania. He and O'Donnell, his Harriton teammate, check out. Checking into the game now. And slot to the near side, Tim Wilson. Wing to the near side as well. Lines up 3 receivers to the right of Chakey. First and 10 from the East 48. Option look, and they pitch it to Moat. Looking for room off this right side. Turns up to the 45. Flag on the play at, well, just across the original line of scrimmage, and we will see. Might end up with holding on the play. And if you take a look at Mark Doe's shoulder pads falling out of his shirt.
Right. That might be
I think 23 in blue was the victim there. So Moat really picked up about 7 yards on the play, but the penalty is going to wipe this back, or bring this back quite a ways here. 9:44 to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0 East over the West. John Guest is in at left tackle for the West. Nick Coyne is the left guard as they break the huddle. Looking at big 70. Sorry, I'll get to the rest of these guys in a moment. 3 receivers to the right. Under center now is Jakey. Play fake, and he rolls to his left. Good protection. Fires the outside. Just 1 man out in the route, and he overthrows Pham. Incomplete.
Yeah, just
brings
just
up second down and 19.
Just by foot. So usually in all-star games, you know, defense is usually the dominant force because it's much easier to organize the defense. Yeah, you have an objective. Go after the ball.
No huddle look here for the West. A.J. DiPietro split to the near side to the right of formation. Pham split left, 2 receivers in the slot. Moat on the left hip of the quarterback, second down and 19. Option look, Chakey's going to keep it himself. Across the 45 out to the 46. Give him about 2, and now it's third and long for the West. In on the stop, number 59 for the East. That's Cody Sutton from Monsignor Bonner. First team all-Catholic defensive end makes the original stop. So, third down and 15 after Chakey picks up just a few. Receivers, 2 to either side, Moat on the left. Quick out to the near side. It's caught on this turning it upfield and run out of bounds. Good tackling by Mark Doe to run number 23 out of Haverford out of bounds. That's Dylan Hewitt with the first catch of the night. Takes it to the 45. It's going to bring up fourth down and about 7. Well, maybe 6. So we'll see. Decision time for head coach Mike Rickey and the West, and we don't see a punter. It's fourth down.
It's an all-star game. Go
yep.
for it.
Here they go. Take your advice. DiPietro split to the right, double wing. Pyle in at fullback. Toss to the left side, looking for room is Hewitt, and he has tripped up well short of the first down, and a flag on the play. We will check the flag, but number 24, Ty J. Rivers out of Glen Mills. The safety steps up and makes the stop after a gain of just a yard. And we will check the flag. It looks to be in the neighborhood of holding, but I would think that if that's the case, then the East will decline it and take the football with a 7-0 lead.
Right,
holding indeed, and that will do it.
We brought Jim Alsman back to the booth because we couldn't make the Skype work. So how you doing there?
Doing real well. Doing real well. A little out of breath. So
okay, right. So you don't have to talk. We'll talk. When you're ready to join us, you're on the headset, so we're fine.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, so the West turns it over on downs. 4th and 6, they come up well short. And so the East, with a 7-0 lead, takes over. 1st and 10 at their own 42-yard line. We'll see who breaks the huddle here. It is still Hudson. Bill Hudson from Sun Valley. Under center. 4 wide receivers, 2 to either side. The single setback is Watson. Motion man, and they give it on a jet sweep, looking off that right side, ducking across the 40, 4-yard line, and they'll spot it out to the 46. That's Teron Dobbs, 5'9", 165-pounder out of Archbishop Carroll. Headed to East Stroudsburg in the fall, but finished up with Carroll, 28 catches for 605 yards and 6 touchdowns. Not eye-popping numbers, but he had 3 different quarterbacks thrown it to him this year. Injuries galore for Archbishop Carroll.
That was Petit from Upper Darby, number 45, who made the stop, tripped him up. Excellent pursuit, good speed.
Second down and about 6 upcoming. Gain of just 4 for Dobbs on his first carry of the night. Hudson, eye formation behind him. Receivers to either side. Gives to the tailback. Watkins looks to bounce outside to the left. Across midfield, first down and more. Spins his way into the West Territory and has himself a first down before Max Golden of Lower Marion makes the stop. But that's a bunch. Golden and Mike Gentile. Make the stop. Everybody pronounces that a little bit differently. I was told pregame it's Gentile. Checking into the game is Keith Luderman. Checking out for the West on the defensive line, Chris Kirkian. First and 10 for the East. 7:23, 22 and counting to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 East. And Jay Watkins turned on the Jets there. Picked up about 12. From the 43, Hudson with a tight end to the right. Receivers split to either side. Watkins dots the eye. They play fake to him and rolling out as Hudson now scrambles back to his left and has some room across the 40, 35, pushing his way down inside the 30-yard line. Gain of 14 more. Good athleticism from Hudson. And he had to do a little bit of everything for Sun Valley this year. 525 yards and 7 touchdowns on the ground led the Vanguards this year, and then throwing the football, 1,636 yards.
P.J. Plummer from Strathaven almost was in on that as a sack, but moving a little slower than he did in the season. You know, these kids haven't played football for over 6 months, so don't know. Some of them obviously run track and other things, but I'm sure this is getting it together again for one game is tough.
Two receivers split to either side, and then a double wing as well. Single setback, and now a little inside reverse. This is Dobbs off the left side, 30, 25, 20. Dobbs banged out of bounds by Golden, but down to the 18-yard line. Looks to have himself another first down.
West had that covered well, but that was just speed. Dobbs just turned it on and just blew past the two defenders who were in pretty good position.
Well done there. And the East asserting themselves with all sorts of speed in the early going. Hudson brings in the play. Dobbs checks out. 6:09, 6:08 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Lots of hands on hips. You mentioned, Mike, you know, conditioning could be a factor here. Not the hottest Hero Bowl we've ever seen, but still 80 degrees, a little bit different from what they played in the fall and in the winter. And a lot of hands on hips right now. 4-3 defensive look here for the West. Give us to the tailback, and straight ahead goes number 11. That is Ismir Gibson out of Monsignor Bonner. They had a pretty good 1-2 punch this year between Gibson and number 6, Abraham Jawar. And you'll see a lot of him tonight, too.
The good news in an all-star game is all these kids can play, so at least you can, you know, liberally substitute them if you see your kids really getting tired. But they're holding their own. It looks like the East right now just has a great speed advantage around the corners.
Gibson, good push for 8 off the left guard there, following big number 70 Tyler Ramirez. Hudson under center, second down and about 2. Toss play this time. They'll stretch it again and looking for room and for the corner. This is Jaward. He is diving for the pylon and he is in for the touchdown. So two Bonner backs on consecutive plays pick up 8 and then 11. It's Abraham Jawad into the right corner. Wearing number 6 tonight, and Hudson will stay on for the extra point. 13-0, extra point pending with 5:03 to play here in the opening quarter, and it's been all East in here in the early going.
No doubt. West did get a couple of first downs, but East is definitely powerhousing right over them. I think it's the speed situation is what it looks like.
Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Hudson steps into it. Straight ahead kick is up and good. So, with that being said, 14-0, the East over the West. About midway through the first quarter, the West will look to answer. We've been on the seesaw at this game in years past, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
So, stay tuned. Stick with us. We'll be back in a moment here on HavenFootball.net.
Do you know what time it is? Whatever time it is, chances are TD Bank is open. That's because TD Bank has the longest hours around. They're open early and they're open late. How convenient is that? Of course, if you're in a hurry, you can always connect to TDBank.com for free online banking and bill pay. Or just give them a call anytime at 1-888-751-9000. They'd love to hear from you. So if you're looking for a more convenient bank, look no further than TD Bank, America's most convenient bank. Member FDIC.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Quick Stadium here at Widener University. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer and Jim Alsman. And it's 14-0 East on top of the West in a one-sided first 7 minutes or so. Six plays, 57 yards went to East. Abraham Jawar runs it in from 11. Here's a high end over and kickoff. This is Justin Pyle from the 8-yard line up the left hash. And now running room, 35-40, one man to beat. Midfield turns it outside, 45-40. Good pursuit on the backside. And they catch Pyle. They meaning Tajay Rivers of Glen Mills, but not before Pyle takes it all the way to the 33-yard line. Oh, he got a bundle there.
Boy, Danua, number 12, was ready to set him up and take him down and just got a little slippery on the turf there. And just slipped just a bit, and boy, he just shot right by him. It was an impressive run.
59 on the return for Pyle. He stays in as the tailback. Fullback in front of him, wearing number 36 tonight, out of the Haverford School. That is Rayshon Hallman. Receivers split to either side, tight end to the right. Looking, Jakey down the middle, looking for DePietro, who's got it, stumbles and makes the catch at the 3-yard line.
In pro football, that would have been a touchdown because he was never touched when he rolled in.
Knee went down at the 3, and A.J. DePietro, who missed most of his senior season, is going to take full advantage of getting on the field tonight. He had a broken collarbone and had a couple of late season highlights for the Central League champion Jaguars, but hauls it in from Chakey there. Gain of 30, and it's first and goal from the 3. Chakey with 3 tight ends. Pyle, the single setback timeout as he got it away just in time, and it looked like the play clock was running down there, but hard to believe. They're in a hurry-up, no huddle
right
here.
Right.
So timeout for the West, so we'll keep it right here.
Okay.
You know, guys, what are you seeing so far?
I got clean football. I mean, I'm amazed. All-stars are so tough to coach.
Yeah, Jim. You know, I wanted to go back to that touchdown because one of the things I saw very early on, and Coach Dunder was talking to me about this last night, you know, they have a smaller line than the East does. So I think that's clearly why you're seeing, defensive line that is, that's clearly why you're seeing they're just pounding that rock. They're getting movement on that ball on the ground, and they're going to have a hard time. Although, their defensive line is pretty fast. It's just not being able to hit those corners.
Well, I've been really, you know, coaching these kind of kids is so difficult. First of all, everybody's an outstanding player. And just coordinating the activity. You know, it's one thing you go to play baseball together. You know, it's kind of an individual sport. You position everybody. Here, everybody's got to work as a team. And to see no fumbles and slopping the ball around and stupid stuff going on, you expect to see that in the first game of a regular high school game. But here we go, and just looking, just good football.
First and goal from the 3. Under center is Chakey. Double wing. Motion man, and they toss it. This is looking for room and ducks inside, and he is in for the touchdown. Wow, quick feet from Tim Wilson of Radnor off that left side, and boy, they could have had him hung up. He split two defenders back at the 7-yard line there. Motion out of a wing right, takes it around that left side, and Tim Wilson's first carry of the night potentially cuts the lead in half. 14-6, extra point pending. Nicolardi getting it lined up out of a hold of Rockne O'Leary from Garnet Valley. Hallman checks in as a wing right for protection purposes. And so, boy, that didn't take long. Nicolardi steps into it. It is away, and it is good. The lead has been cut in half, 14-7 in, well, next to no time at all. So the West has cut into it, and see if the East can answer. We have a shootout here. 14-7, the blue over the white, the east over the west, midway through the first quarter. Come on back in just a moment here on HavenFootball.net.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, HavenFootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. havenfootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Well, the East ran up and down the field a couple of times there, and the West answered in just three plays. A 59-yard kick return by Justin Pyle gave him a short field, and two plays after that, after a 30-yard pass to A.J. DePietro, the Jaguars set it up, and Tim Wilson cashes in from 3 yards out. High, short end-over-end kick, and I thought he signaled fair catch, and he did. Yeah, good decision there from number 62. That's Dave Zizza, and that's, you know what? That's an offensive defensive lineman there who caught a short kick return there. He doesn't get his hands on the ball all that much often, or all that often. Dave Zizza from Interboro, honorable mention Del Valle pick after this season, signaled fair catch and then decided to take off with it. So I think we're going to end up with a 5-yard penalty. Yeah, and there it is. Illegal fair catch. So it'll take the football 5 yards backwards. First and 15 now for the East as they move right to left here in the opening quarter. Checking into the game now for the first time, Interboro quarterback. He's wearing number 28 tonight, and that is Josh Breen. Breen, 75 out of 164, throwing the football this year for 10-33 through the air, 10 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He's under center, I formation behind him. Receivers split to either side, Lambert to the left. Gives to the tailback, Watkins, and he is slammed down in the backfield, going absolutely nowhere thanks to big 78. Graham Jamgochian, he's headed to Lehigh this fall, and Watkins goes for maybe a yard and a half. Second and 13.
Yeah, he sure did in that backfield very quickly.
And wrapped him up. Always nice to see.
I know if there's anyone from Lehigh here to see that, they'll be very happy.
Big, big kid there, 6'3", 245. That defense lined up at left defensive end at the moment. Four-man front for the West defense. Two receivers to either side. Single setback is Watkins. Under center is Breen. On second and 13, motion left to right. Fake the jet sweep, and then here's a draw straight ahead, and P.J. Plummer says no. P.J. Plummer swallows up the ball carrier. Watkins gets a yard and a half, and Plummer, first team, the only player this year to make first team All-Central at two positions on the offensive and defensive lines out of Strathaven. He is headed to Wesley College, and rumors have it that he may be rooming with Samaro Moat down at Wesley this year. Inside linebacker Josh Johnson also in to help. Jake Meendel from Springfield in the game at linebacker as well. The corners for the West, Daquan Hill, along with number 21, Matt Reichert. Third down and 12. Breen, four wide receivers, two to either side. He's in the gun, takes the low snap, three-step drop, quarterback draw under pressure, and he'll be wrapped up again. Big 78 and 75.
Fumble?
Boy.
Nope.
Jamgochian and Plummer took turns on first and second down and then combined for the stop on third and long. Fourth and 11 upcoming, and we'll see a punt for the first time tonight.
Yeah, that was some great defensive series. This is what you kind of expect to see, Jim, in the beginning of the game. And then the offense begins to take off. Now it's going to be interesting to see if things start to settle down with defense taking its position.
Yeah, and I asked Coach Junta when I was down there if they won the toss, if they would defer. I said, no, this is an offensive game, but as you can see, it is turning a little bit, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Two dangerous returners stand with their heels on the 30-yard line. Samara Moat and Daquan Hill from Ridley. And they fake the punt, short snap, but it is fumbled. The East pounces on it, but it's going to be, that was their fourth down play, essentially, is a big play from 58. Dan Young out of Haverford, heads up play to wrap up the short snap to one of the up men. And now the West, just 27 yards from tying this football game, first and 10 at the East 27.
This is what makes an all-star game so much fun. If that happened in regular game, you take that coach out and shoot him. I mean, who does that? But that was great. I mean, who would have thought?
Matt Davis, quarterback from Ridley, into the game for the first time. And now here's a whistle on the field. Timeout for the East. They want to get things settled and actually get an 11th player on the field.
Yeah.
Davis, Ridley Sr., as stepped in very nicely here, as was not on the original roster, but has been at every practice for the last several weeks. And is, you know, he and Chakey look to be handling the quarterback duties tonight. Speaking of quarterbacks, Springfield quarterback Ryan Strain is on the roster, but will not play. He is out of action with an injury tonight. Speaking of other injuries for the West, Dan Moyer is out with an injury, the tight end out of Lower Marion. Tajay Bryant from Radnor, the all-purpose specialist, the speedster kick returner, he is out, but still on the roster. Jalen Randolph, headed to Delaware, the star from Ridley, in New Jersey, but in sneakers and shorts on the sideline, so he is out of action. And then, as is Lou Moeller from the Haverford School, and I'll talk about Dylan Cullen in just a moment. In the meantime, shotgun formation, Davis, first and 10, set back to his left. Two receivers to either side from the right hash. Back to pass. Three-step drop. He wants it all for the end zone. DiPietro with a jump ball, and it is juggled and incomplete. Mark Doe with a tremendous coverage. And DiPietro with good size, but Doe, he's headed to Delaware to do a little bit of everything. And boy, you know, an all-state defensive back, they're going to get a good one. Doe, one of the big reasons that Academy Park had the number one ranked scoring defense in Delaware County this year. DiPietro split to the left. O'Donnell split to the right. Wing left, under center now. And the give is to Moat. Dances his way back across the right side, speeding away from one man. Sheds a tackle, pushing, and out to down to the 15-yard line. Moat, a well-earned 11 yards down to the 16.
He is so good. Absolutely nothing, and turned it into, a 12-yard gain, 11-yard gain?
Well, not to show my bias, but if I've seen that once, I've seen it many, many times over the last two seasons, and that's what Moat can do.
That's amazing.
Samara Moat, first team all Delco, first team all Central, third in Delco in rushing this year, 1,545 yards, and that was even missing some time with some injuries, and 22 touchdowns on the ground, propelled the Tigers into the playoffs, and overall finished with a 7-3 record, I guess. I'll have to go back and double-check that in a moment. But in the meantime, first and 10 from the 15. Davis, eye formation behind him. Play fake, and now rolling to his left. Throwback screen. They have it set up nicely, but incomplete. Moat lost his footing, got tangled up in the defense there, and then a flag comes in late. That was, let's see. We'll check the flag momentarily, but recovering nicely. You know, you like the play design there, and if you can get Moat in some space there,
yeah, and it
he
was
probably
good,
takes it in.
It was good thinking by the QB, because there was nobody there, so he threw it rather than suffer the loss of yardage, because he was getting close to being sacked. He threw it away and no harm done, but we'll see what the penalty is.
Jamal Lacey from Chichester, along with Shane Johnson and Cardinal O'Hara on that defensive line, good work to
I
recover.
Think he might have thought about intentional grounding, but they lifted it and no penalty.
Second and 10, upcoming. In the shotgun is Davis from the 15-yard line, 14-7. The West trailing but threatening. DiPietro split left, two receivers to the right. Back to pass again. Davis looking with time now, floats it into the end zone. It is caught. A terrific catch for a touchdown. Haverford's number 23 tonight is Dylan Hewitt. 15 yards on the score. He wrestled it away from the free safety Tajay Rivers. Davis, good patience there, and they connect from 15. Second catch of the night for Hewitt.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Pete. The quarterback really hung in there. He got hit just at the end, and it was a good timing to that receiver.
Nicolardi looking to tie it. Steps into the extra point. Plenty of leg, and it is off the right, upright. No good.
Oh, they got a one-point game.
14-13. Well, that makes it interesting. Yep. It's going back a few years, Mike, but we were here seemingly all night that one year. We played, four overtimes. It was a whole lot of fun. These kids just didn't want to stop playing. So,
and it was so humid.
Oh, we're in better shape tonight. 43 seconds to play, still in the first quarter. 14-13. We have a barn burner here in Chester. Stick with us. We'll be back in a moment from Widener University here on HavenFootball.net.
Kelly and Regis for the new TD Bank.
We're here with Abe Lincoln, who, shall we say, is a little peeved.
When I agreed to be on the penny, I was thrilled. But now,
It's hardly worth anything. And if there's one on the sidewalk, no one even bothers to pick it up.
TD Bank loves pennies. They'll count them and convert them to dollars for free.
Dollars. Yes, it always comes back to George, doesn't it?
Commerce Bank and TD Bank North are now TD Bank. And at TD Bank, we'll count your coins for free. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. In the meantime, two short fields for the West, thanks to some special teams, well, good plays from the West or miscues if you're looking at it from the East side. 33-yard scoring drive, followed by a 27-yard scoring drive. Now here's a high end over end kickoff. George Walker looking to answer for the East. Dances past one man, two men, still on his feet across the 35. Dances around another man, number five in blue, finally wrestled down at the 35-yard line. But boy, he was a pleasure to watch this season. The Battling Bulls, you know, time and time again, you give Jeff Owens and that staff credit. Tons of turnover year after year at the Glenn Mills School. Yet, they always seem to be in the mix. So if you're going to play Glenn Mills, you better play them in September while they're still gelling. And that, you know, the same thing happened this year. They started 1-4, finished with five straight wins, and just missed the 4A playoffs. And you had 16 other teams, counting their lucky stars, that Glenn Mills did not get in as well as they played through October and November. So in the meantime, George Walker stays in the game at tailback, Delco's leading rusher. Two receivers to the left, one to the right of the quarterback, Breen. Single setback is Walker. First and 10 from the 35. Draw play. Walker with room off the left side and then is tripped up. Number 41, Tyler Morrissey of Springfield. Springfield's leading tackler. First team all Delco at linebacker makes the stop after a gain of about three. So Walker's first carry of the night went for a four-yard touchdown at the 10:53 mark of this first quarter. It's been a while since he's touched it since, but he and Jay Watkins are home run threats every time they touch the ball in that east backfield. And then you mix in Girard and Gibson, the duo from Monsignor Bonner. And we will likely have some more offensive fireworks, but we'll take another moment to thank our sponsors as we've come to the end of the opening stanza here. 12 minutes gone, 12 more to play before halftime. Be back for the second quarter. You're listening live to High School Football here on HavenFootball.net.
Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy.
Did you know that the first Father's Day celebration was way back in 1910? But didn't become official until 1966? Did you also know that Beckenbell's Hallmark in Brookhaven is the best place to find great Father's Day cards and gifts? They have Phillies and Eagles mugs, as well as great frames for your favorite picture, as well as sentimental and humorous cards for that special dad in your life. Pay a visit to the fine folks at Beckenbell's Hallmark in Brookhaven, located on Edgemont Avenue at the 352 Shopping Plaza between Kmart and Pathmark. Free gift wrapping, too.
For a strong undergrading.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to the start of the second quarter of the East with the football. Two Academy Park linemen, two of the big guys off the on the right side. Break formation there. That's Armand Graham along with Jeremiah Lowry. Tight end is number 40, Brandon Patterson of Chester. Give is to Walker off the left side, and he's wrapped up very quickly there by Joe Lockley of Springfield. Lockley, more of a pass rush specialist than anything, led the team in sacks over the last two seasons. He's headed to Valley Forge Military Academy, and he stops Walker there after a gain of just two. Third down and about five. Nose of the football for the East at their own 40-yard line as we are just underway here in the second quarter. Checking out is Walker along with the tight end Patterson. Teron Dobbs, first team all Delco. And first team all Catholic into the game. He is slot to the right alongside of number 7, Anthony Jackson out of Chester. Shotgun formation for Breen. On third and five, takes a snap, rolling to his left. Back, firing to that left side. It is incomplete, just off the fingertips of Laquan Lambert. That was the other all Delco first teamer. At wide receiver, Chichester star Lambert headed to Lehigh in the fall. His 46 receptions, led Delaware County, 673 yards and 7 touchdowns. Those were good for second best in Delco with this past season. Couldn't haul that one in off the arm of Breen.
Let's see if they
brings up fourth and five. And so standing deep the punt is Dave Zizza. He never actually got the snap last time they tried this. They went with a fake attempt. Moat and Daquan Hill of Ridley standing just inside their own 25 awaiting the kick. Zizza takes a high snap, steps into it, and the kick is blocked! It's blocked, and the football is loose at the 25. Picked up by George Walker. Spins off one tackle, two tackles, trying to make something out of nothing. Can you believe this? Walker at the 30, 35, 40. He's going to have himself a first down across the 50, 45, 42-yard line. George Walker with a highlight film play. After Dan Young had his Sports Center moment with the blocked punt, Walker picked it up and ran with that football. Nearly 40 yards.
Boy, I tell you, it's a heads-up play because most times you just want to fall on that ball and just make it not any worse than it is. But, heck, this is all-star football.
I mean, I don't think you understand how much concentration you need to be able to pick that football back up and then make all those moves. I mean, it looks easy, but it requires a tremendous amount of concentration.
Talk about a punch, a gut punch here to the West defense. They're at the fourth, their second straight three and out, and now they run right back on the field, and now on their own side of the 50. First and 10 from the West 41-yard line. East breaks the huddle with receivers to either side. I formation behind Hudson, who's back in at quarterback. The Sun Valley senior. Well, that's redundant.
Yes,
they're all seniors. Right. And I'm going to say that 10 more times tonight. Give inside is to the upback. Number two tonight, Jay Watkins out of Cardinal O'Hara. He picks up a few, and he's been the tailback most of the night, but
He carries
for about three.
The center of the West defense is really starting to consolidate its moves. It's just becoming a real wall up there, which is something we saw with Plummer for Strathaven this past year. He just created this incredible wall in front, and they just anchored on him. And it was very tough to get up the middle.
Josh Johnson in an inside linebacker right behind him, and of course Pettit in on yet another stop. Craig Pettit, the outside linebacker out of Upper Darby. They're joined by John Gussler out of Pencrest. Little wildcat formation and a little running room, and stretching forward just shy of a first down, it seems, is Dobbs. Dobbs is second carry of the night. Gain of about five on the play. It'll bring up third down and a long two.
This is either, I think a little play action and handoff for a wide run would be, because they've got such great speed at the corners. That'd be a nice move.
Yeah, I mean, and with the size of this defensive line for the West, I really don't think you need to do anything too fancy in the air.
Right, and they've only put it in the air twice tonight. One a 40-yard completion on the opening play of the game to Walker, and one incompletion. Laquan Lambert, he's split wide to the left. He doesn't want to hear that. He says, put it up in the air, I'll go get it. I formation on third and two from the 33. Give us the tailback, a little collision back there, but still enough for a first down as number 11 dances across the 20-yard line. Josh Johnson in on the tackle, but Ismir Gibson from Monsignor Bonner picks up a bundle and another first down for the East.
Yeah, that might have gone more if it wasn't the collision at the handoff point, because he really took off.
Two carries for just for 21 yards already for Gibson. He set up the last touchdown. His Monsignor Bonner teammate, Abraham Jouard, scored from 11 yards out at the 5:03 mark of the first quarter to give the West a 14-0 lead. Now they lead at 14-13, but are in the red zone. Football on the 20-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Single setback, and here's a jet sweep, and looking for room is Dobbs. Around the corner on the 20, 15, inside the 10, and is knocked out of bounds there by Gentile. First and goal to go when they line it up again.
Yeah,
rips off the 11.
The speed is just nasty by both of these offenses. They are very fast. They can hit that corner extremely quickly. It's pretty amazing to see.
Plummer and Lockley out on the defensive line. Kirkian of Marple Newtown, one of the more undersized but just terrific heart and terrific leverage on that defensive line. Second team All-Central this year for Marple Newtown. He's alongside of number 8, Keith Luderman, out of Haverford on that defensive line. Motion from right to left. They toss back to the right side. Looking for room is Walker. Blockers in front. 10, 5, dives for the pylon and is in for the score. Walker with 8:23 to play here in the second quarter. Well, the clock ticks down to 8:22. But Walker in for his second touchdown of the night. This one from 9 yards out. And the West, I'm sorry, the East now on top, 20-13, extra point pending.
Well, that was pretty impressive offense right there, particularly when you consider it all started with that muff punt, with the blocked punt that ran for 22 yards. Or
I mean, there's an instance where a blocked punt just does not help you.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Hard to believe.
It really is.
Hudson on to attempt the extra point. Josh Breen to hold. Snap is a good one. Ball is spotted. Hudson gets the kick away, and he is 3-for-3 on the night, and it's an 8-point lead for the guys in blue. East on top of the West, 21-13. We'll see if the West can answer. They've scored in their last two possessions. They'll try it again when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football here on HavenFootball.net.
Australia, we always have a fresh take on life, and everyone's invited to the barbie. And at Outback Steakhouse, that same fresh spirit inspires everything we do, like our extra large snow crab legs, freshly steamed, sweet, succulent, and bursting with crab meat, served with our tender signature sirloin set to perfection just the way you like it. All for a way down under price of only $13.95. Once you've tasted fresh, mate, you'll never settle for anything less. It's always fresh in the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Springfield is a proud sponsor of the Hero Bowl. Eat in or take out. 610-544-9889. Make it Outback tonight.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Well, it's one of the stranger drives, and, well, the longest drive of the night, one of the stranger drives you've seen here in the Hero Bowl in recent years. Looked to be a three and out, a blocked punt for the West, but George Walker picks up the loose ball, scrambles more than 40 yards with it, and then caps it off with his second touchdown run of the night. This one from 9 yards out, it's 21-13. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Tim Wilson of Radnor. He shakes one tackle, spins out of another. He's at the 30 and not getting away from Watkins this time. Lots of side-to-side there as just a wave of blue shirts came in at him.
Yeah.
And Watkins makes a stop at the 29-yard line or so is where they'll spot it. First and 10 for the West, and Matt Davis of Ridley in at quarterback to direct the offense. Joined there by Joe Pham. He's split to the left. Dylan O'Donnell of Harrington split to the right. Tight end to the right is Kelly of Harrington. John Guest in at left tackle of Garnet Valley. We'll get to a couple other guys as well on that line. I formation, and this is Pyle's first carry of the night. Justin Pyle, the Delco Player of the Year, takes it across the 30 for a short gain of 2. Second and 8 upcoming. Pyle had that 59-yard kickoff return to set up the first West touchdown, but that's the first time he's handled the football tonight with, taking a handoff.
And they're doing a hurry-up offense, which is amazing in an all-star game.
Play fake. Davis rolling to his right on second and 8. Has Kelly in the right flat. The big guy steps through one tackle, and the second tackler gets him on that far sideline. Academy Park defensive players just swarm to that football, don't they? Academy Park's first playoff win, first ever playoff win, came against Springfield this year. Kelly on the gain of, well, call it about 5, his second catch of the night. We'll bring a third down and 3. Davis, 2-for-2 throwing the football in the early going. He's in the shotgun. 3 receivers to his left. He looks that way, now steps up under heavy pressure. Going to turn the corner. 4 blue shirts in front of him. Throws it up for grabs. Incomplete. Hewitt down near the 40-yard line. Good coverage down there by number 17, Darrell Jones, another Academy Park defensive back, and the punt team will come on for the first time tonight for the West. So 3 and out, go the guys in white.
So the idea is that they want to have a block punt so they can pick it up and run 30 yards. Right?
I guess, yeah. Chris Kirkian, who stands deep for the snap, would probably disagree at this point. But, sure enough, there's Pyle as one of the up backs. He can run a long way with it. But the other consideration is, who do you kick it to now? You have Mark Doe. He had a long punt return and 3 interception returns for touchdowns this year, all in the same game. Kirkian steps into a high, short kick off the side of his foot, angling to the right sideline. Takes a sideways bounce at the 40, and then it is touchdown there and by the West. So Doe doesn't get his hands on it, nor does Teron Dobbs. But still, very good field position upcoming for the East. They lead it by 8, 21-13, with 7:09 to play, and they'll start at their 42.
Yeah, it was actually touched at the 42, and then it bounced back to the 38. But the refs properly saw that it had been touched earlier. So,
The ref on the near sideline was a little further back than he should have been.
They're practicing too, you know.
Absolutely. And they're a little rusty.
That's right.
They're keeping the rest of us safe. Again, if you're joining us late, all the officials tonight are representatives of local police departments here in Delaware County, as they do every year. Wildcat formation. This is Dobbs with Walker alongside of him. Low snap. It's Dobbs going to fake the handoff, keep it himself, and look at the C's part 50, 45-40, and he's tracked down into the West Territory at the 35. Great blocking up front. He was untouched for the first 10 and then turned on the Jets. Big gain on the play. Where are they going to spot this? At the 44?
Jim, just another example of the speed that the East has.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, the D-line for the West is quick. I can see them making a lot of first moves, but they're outmatched in size, and they're getting locked up very quickly by that offensive line.
23 on the carry for Dobbs. He has 47 yards on just four carries. Laquan Lambert split to the left. Split to the near side. John McGilligan out of Monsignor Bonner. Give is straight ahead. This is Walker. No, I'm sorry. There's another new number out there. That's number 11, and that's another thing to consider as Gibson rips off a bundle. 14 more for Gibson. And boy, never mind. It's not one or two or three guys.
Yeah, now they're not even running outside, Brian. They're going right up the middle, and they're really dominating this line.
And the holes aren't particularly impressive, but these kids just need a squeak by.
Three carries for 35 yards for Gibson. So Gibson, Watkins, Dobbs, all with 30-plus yards rushing, and we still have only halfway through the second quarter. Piling up the offensive yards here is the East. 21-13, they lead it. They'll snap the ball inside of 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Hudson under center. McGilligan, the motion man, right to left. Give is to the up back, and he is met that time. Tied up nicely. Two Haverford guys, Young and Luderman, tie him up after just a short gain. That's number 6, Jawar, on his second carry of the night. His first one went for an 11-yard touchdown. This one, he picks up, maybe a yard. Second and 9, we'll call it, with 5:32 to play before halftime. At halftime, we'll have a couple of short pre-recorded clips and maybe have some other chatter with live guests. Have a chance to talk about all of our cheerleaders here tonight. A lot of other, we've not even mentioned the coaching staff or the team tonight.
Right.
We had a shortened pregame, but, lots of people to thank. Second and 10. Backs to either side, out of the gun, it's Hudson, and he is slammed down by 78. He's been in the backfield all night, it seems. My goodness, this Grant Jamgochian headed to Lehigh in the fall, but he's going to get one last high school memory here. Loss of 6 on the play.
He just rocketed across that line.
Yeah, he's big and fast, and he just pursued. And you know what's been nice about his play is he has yet to over-pursue on a play.
Right.
You usually in high school, you see a lot of guys over pursue.
Right.
He's been spot on.
And that was a killer move. I mean, he just came right across the line and never knew it hit him.
Loss of 6 on the play. Third down and about 15. They need the 10-yard line for a first down. Hudson in the gun now. Four wide receivers, two to either side. Walker on his right hip. Back to pass. Hudson with time. Deep down that left sideline. Jump ball in the end zone, and it is juggled, wrestled free, and caught for a touchdown. Daquan Hill went up to intercept it, and coming down with the football, I can't even see him as he's being mobbed on that far sideline. Who made the catch over there? Let me see you, young man. What a catch. A wrestling match won
number
over there.
Seven.
Number 7 over there. Okay, great catch by the senior from Chester, Anthony Jackson's first catch of the night. Goes for 25 and a score. Well, single coverage. That's the rule for the All-Star game. And Jackson and Hill went in a great position from Hill. Jackson just wrestled it away about 5 yards deep in the end zone. High end-over-end kick is up and good. Hudson is 4 for 4, and the East has 28 on the board midway through the second quarter. 28-13, the East over the West. First touchdown pass of the night for the guys in white. Hey, that rhymed. We'll be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
The world of internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to ezstream.com. EasyStream, streaming made easy.
This is John Linder, Mayor of Chester, reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thanks to Mayor Linder, and thanks to everybody at Widener University that makes this game and event possible year after year after year. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play here from the 36th Annual Hero Bowl, joined by Mike Mayer, the webmaster at HavenFootball.net, and the voice of the Tigers up in Marple Newtown, Jim Alsman, here as well. 28-13, the East on top of the West after a 25-yard touchdown pass. High end-over-end kickoff is going to come down to Pyle at the 16-yard line. Justin Pyle of Garnet Valley lowers the shoulder and the boom out to the 38-yard line. He's met there by number 43, Jordan Terrell out of Penwood. He was second-team All-Del Val this year. A tough season for Penwood, hammered by graduation. Two seasons ago, you'll remember, they had a terrific year, shared the Del Val title, took North Penn to its absolute limit in the first round of the playoffs as a 15 seed two seasons ago. And then, you know, in the midst of rebuilding a bit this year, as just the graduation cycles are what they are in high school sports. Two tight ends, Pyle the single setback. On first and 10, Chakey back in the game. Option look, going to keep it himself. Lots of room off the right side. 45-50. Chakey in a foot race. 40-30. Look at the speed from number 16. He's finally tracked down by the free safety from Glenn Mills, 24, Tajay Rivers tracks down Chakey, but not before he takes it all the way to the 18-yard line. Boy, the longest run of the night for the East. That's a bundle.
This is what you got to love about high school football in general and all-star games in particular. You know, they're almost going to get rid of the all-star game in the NFL because nobody wants to play. Those kids were running for their lives. So you think the championship was on this.
44 yards there for Chakey and a hurry-up offense again. Chakey again an option look. Same play off the right side and he will score. Wow! Two-play drive and number 16 did all the work. That's a 17-yard run and a score for the East.
And no oxygen break, no sitting down. Two runs like that right in a row.
Well, two plays, 63 yards, all 63 of them on the legs of the Haverford School's senior quarterback, James Chakey, goes 44 and then 17 yards, same play off the right side.
I got to go catch my breath just from watching them.
Little option look and took it off that right side for to pay dirt. So, Nicolardi on to attempt the extra point, 28-19 is your score, trying to cut this. Put this back in a one-score territory. Snap, timing a little off as the hold is put down and it's pounded through. Rockne O'Leary caught that snap in the belly there, but did well to put it down, and Nicolardi is good. Wow. Might as well keep it here. You guys can talk about what just happened here in the last 40 seconds.
You know, it is amazing, and I think you're talking about the NFL All-Star Game, which is pretty much a joke. We know right. That. This is different because some, but not all, will never put on pads again.
Absolutely.
It is a very meaningful night beyond, you know, what we're here for with of cops and firemen. Some of these guys are just not going to put on the pads again and strap it up, and it is a big deal to these guys.
Well, and not only that, I think, you know, you can realize that you know, a lot of these kids are going to go on to play ball, a lot of them not with big schools, but they're going to try to play ball, and they're getting scholarships in a lot of cases. So, you know, they got a lot to worry about. They get injured, and you know, they can't report, and, you know, so. But you can't tell the difference between the kids who are going on to play four-year schools and the ones that aren't. They're just all out here. It's guts up time. They're 18 years old, maybe 19 in some cases. They're just ready to play some football, and it's great to watch.
Absolutely, Mike.
Nicolardi has it teed at the left hash mark, standing deep to return for the West. Number 2, Jay Watkins, and number 5, George Walker of Glenn Mills. Nicolardi had a terrific year kicking that football for Marple Newtown. Here's a squib kick. It's one of the upbacks at the 30-yard line. And, yeah, go ahead. Talk about a guy who's going to put it all on the line. Number 50, Muhammad Diallo, 5'10", 215-pounder from Penwood, second-team All-Del Val, offensive lineman, defensive lineman. So, again, there's two kickoffs in a row where you get a lineman with his hands on the football. Probably didn't touch it all year, and now here in one more game
in
May
31st. From personal experience, high school football is offensive and defensive lineman. When I got that ball, I was untackleable. I remember running on that field, and I guess they called me down or something, but I just kept running.
Diallo takes it to the 44-yard line, so the East in good field position here. They lead it 28-20, 3:24 to play before halftime. Hudson under center, four receivers, fire to the right flat, complete to McGilligan for the first time tonight. He stumbles over the turf monster at the 48-yard line there. Kyle Kaiser on the stop after a gain of five, so McGilligan... Yeah, that play is there for both teams, I've noticed. It's just a quick hitter to the flat, and it's nice for a quarterback, too, just to make an easy throw.
I do want to add that I did score one touchdown in my career in high school.
Well done.
Yeah, but got them back up to their end zone. Guy knocked me down. I felt a big rock, I thought, underneath me. It was the football. I recovered. It got a touchdown. Very dramatic.
Oh, wow. Phenomenal.
Clock's right twice a day, hasn't it?
That's right.
Rolling left is Hudson on second and five. Ooh. He slips past one man. He's going to keep it himself. Josh Johnson goes for a ride there, out down to the 45-yard line, and will give him a gain of six and a first down for the East. Good work there from Hudson. Seen him scramble out of a couple of sacks tonight.
Normally, I'd say with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left, it clocks against them. But the way the East is moving the ball, that's two plays.
Right, both teams scoring quickly here. Hudson 3 for 3 for 70 yards throwing the football, including a 25-yard touchdown to number 7 Anthony Jackson just about a minute and a half ago. West answered very quickly in just two plays. And now the East, first and 10 at the West 45. Gives to the tailback. This is number 11. That's Gibson. Off right guard. Down to the 39-yard line. Gain of six more. And again, the defense is not having the easiest time of it. Josh Johnson of Strathaven in on that last stop. Kyle Kaiser in the back defensive backfield now for the West. The corners, A.J. DiPietro. And right, Matt Reichert of Springfield. Mike Gentile is the other safety alongside of Kaiser. We'll get to these linemen as soon as they stand up and I can see their numbers. Second and four from the 39. East on the move again. Rolling right is Hudson. Eyes downfield. Has a man, but now steps away from pressure. Pushes his way near a first down yardage again and got some help from some of those linemen. They don't quit on the play. The offensive line doing well, and that's not an easy thing with a quarterback running around back there. But 74 from Academy Park. Armand Graham stayed with it and gave him a block that's going to give them very, very close to first down yardage. Timeout called for the East here with 1:07 to play. That's their first timeout, and it gives us this is where I usually just at some point in the game, and I'll start spitting out names as fast as I can here. We've had a number of players whose names we've mentioned already tonight, but you know, just school by school here. For the West, the Haverford School, we mentioned James Chagee had a touchdown run. We've mentioned Rayshon Holman. Chris DiBello and Lou on the offensive line is in the game. We've mentioned Grant Jamgochian with several plays, defensive stops in the backfield from the Haverford School. Lou Moeller is out of action tonight. We mentioned with an injury. But, Radner, Tim Wilson scored the first touchdown for the West. T.J. Bryant is out with an injury. And Paul Sombunsong wanted to be here tonight, but the Radner lacrosse team just keeps on winning. Mm-hmm. And he just couldn't afford to play any football with lacrosse still going on. So we'll mention a couple of, several kids from several schools before the night is over. In the meantime, third and inches, double tight end. Hudson's going to keep it himself, has himself a first down with 1:04, 1:03 to play here before halftime. And they will stop the clock to move the first down markers. The East with just one timeout remaining. But they have four downs to work with from the West, 33, after a four-yard run from Hudson.
From a strategy standpoint, this has to be a gut check for the West because they're only down by eight. Less than a minute to go. The East is on the West's 33, so hold them here. They got a fresh four downs, but they're going to have to get into the end zone here.
Clock ticking, 44 seconds, 43 seconds. Hudson in the gun, George Walker on his right hip. Two receivers to either side. Hudson back to pass, looking, firing deep down that left sideline. Has a man out there. It is incomplete. Laquan Lambert pounding the turf in the end zone. He thinks he should have had that one at the goal line.
Yeah, it looked like it bounced out, literally bounced out of his hands. It went to his hands, but he just couldn't hang on to it. It's unfortunate. That would have been a great play.
Again, single coverage, that is tough stuff for these corners and safeties in the secondary. And that was really a...
But he was covered pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, good coverage.
That was a perfect
throw.
Pass, yeah.
And, you know, just couldn't quite haul it in. Good play all around. Lambert held without a catch thus far here in the early going. 32 seconds to play here before halftime. Lambert split to the left again. Jackson, who caught the last touchdown for the East, he split to the right. Slot to either side. Hudson in the gun again. Second and 10 from the West 33. Back to pass. Flags on the play. And, well, you might get it, but I was going to say they've picked up a flag tonight. And I only recall one other one. This has been an extraordinarily clean game. We've seen in years past where, you know, both teams with double-digit penalties, sloppiness with formation, sloppiness with substitution, and so forth. This has been a credit to the coaches on both sides. Tom Oropeza of Monsignor Bonner leading the East squad and Mike Rickey of Garnet Valley leading the West squad. But plenty of sideline help as well. We'll talk about those guys at halftime and everything they've done over the last several weeks for these kids. And, of course, the community event here.
Absolutely.
Two receivers to either side. Just 5 yards backwards. 38-yard line. And they're going to reset the clock here. The clock will be reset to 32 seconds before they snap the football. You can't play dime defense. You can't play even nickel defense here. So it's a base 4-3 on the defensive side of the ball. Blitzing is, you know, verboten. So here
right.
we go. It's, you know, you could have single coverage straight down the field on four receivers and so forth. And, you know, can you pass protect and so forth on the offensive line. It's pretty straightforward, almost, you know, playground-type football, which
right.
is a whole lot of fun. Second down and 10. Hudson back, under pressure, rolling to his right now, flushed out of the pocket, firing, and is incomplete. McGilligan had his hands on at the 25, but he was belted by Gentile, knocking it free on the sideline.
I think that might have been caught out, you know, on in the over the sidelines anyway, if it had been caught. But nice pass, nice attempt.
Hudson has missed on his last two now, but both of those, you know, in and out of the hands of a couple of receivers there. He's 3 of 5 throwing the football, 70 yards and a touchdown on the evening. Second down and 15 from the 38-yard line.
24 seconds left in the half.
Yep.
So they got, if they keep throwing, they've got a few plays, but they're going to run out of downs. They've
right.
got second up to 15.
Still one timeout in their pocket. And now, speaking of, the officials are going to blow this dead for a moment. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, third down. Yeah, third down is what I think is what I said originally. We were just double-checking the scoreboard. Third down and 15. Jackson split to the left. Laquan Lambert to the right. Tight end to the right as well is number 40, Brandon Patterson. Your center is Dom DeGalbo. Draw play. Looking for room is Watkins. Can he beat one man? He does. Stays on his feet across the 35. Back past the original line of scrimmage. And clock will tick. 31 at the 31-yard line. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. Still one timeout here for the East. And they are, I think, content to let this ride till halftime. Still 2.8 seconds left. And now timeout is called. Brings up for the East, right. So it's fourth down. They set it up, you know, not actually a bad decision here.
You think they'll go for a field goal?
I think it's Hail Mary time if you're
yeah.
saying you have to play single coverage. You've won two jump balls already
True.
Tonight. My guess is
you should have won the third one,
yeah,
actually.
That's right.
I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah, single coverage and, you know, you tell the defensive backs, hold your man as long as you can, and then when you see it in the air, go to the ball. Everybody go get it. But my guess is with 2.8 seconds left, a 28-20 score, and
great
work there. They can really just count on one play here. So
great
the West
place
doesn't
to blitz, but you can't blitz. So.
Right, that's right.
which is fine. I mean, you don't want to.
No.
You know, there are certain things that would make the defense so much more powerful than offense under these circumstances.
Right.
And a blitz, picking up a blitz in football, it's
right.
not an easy thing to do, and to train kids to work as a group against the blitz and pass rush and that kind of thing is hard enough, but a full-fledged blitz, and somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, and we haven't, you know, if we haven't said it already tonight, and we've said it certainly in years past, just a reminder, we know what football practices and to get a football team together usually looks like. Now try getting one together with kids who've never played together
right.
in about six practices.
Right.
So that's about it. All right, fourth and seven. Likely the final play of the first half. Hudson back under heavy pressure, and they got him. Sacked back at the 40-yard line. And it's number 65. That's Joe Lockley of Springfield. And we've seen him do that many times over the last couple seasons for the Cougars.
Yep.
And he got himself a quarterback to end this first half. But the East comes up short on that final drive, but can't complain about four touchdowns and four extra points in that first half. They lead it by eight, 28-20 after 24 minutes of action. So, big hand from the crowd below us. They will stretch their legs, and we'll have a lot more to talk about at halftime. So, stick with us. We'll have words from several sponsors, and we will be back momentarily to talk, well, just talk more high school football and give a whole lot of thank yous to everybody who's making this happen tonight. You're listening live to High School Football, the 36th Annual Hero Bowl, and the fifth in a row, brought to you here by HavenFootball.net.
In Australia, we always have a fresh take on life, and everyone's invited to the barbie. And at Outback Steakhouse, that same fresh spirit inspires everything we do, like our extra-large snow crab legs, freshly steamed, sweet, succulent, and bursting with crab meat, served with our tender signature sirloin set to perfection just the way you like it. All for a way down under price of only $13.95. Once you've tasted fresh, mate, you'll never settle for anything less. It's always fresh in the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Springfield is a proud sponsor of the Hero Bowl. Eat in or take out, 610-544-9889. Make it Outback tonight.
The world of Internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the Internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EZStream.com. EZStream, streaming made easy.
Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy.
Did you know that the first Father's Day celebration was way back in 1910, but didn't become official until 1966? Did you also know that Beckenbell's Hallmark in Brookhaven is the best place to find great Father's Day cards and gifts? They have Phillies and Eagles mugs, as well as great frames for your favorite picture, as well as sentimental and humorous cards for that special dad in your life. Pay a visit to the fine folks at Beckenbell's Hallmark in Brookhaven, located on Edgemont Avenue at the 352 Shopping Plaza between Kmart and Pathmark. Free gift wrapping, too.
For a strong undergrading.
This year's high school football season is just around the corner, and HavenFootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net. Do you know what time it is? Whatever time it is, chances are TD Bank is open. That's because TD Bank has the longest hours around. They're open early and they're open late. How convenient is that? Of course, if you're in a hurry, you can always connect to tdbank.com for free online banking and bill pay. Or just give them a call anytime at 1-888-751-9000. They'd love to hear from you. So if you're looking for a more convenient bank, look no further than TD Bank, America's most convenient bank. Member FDIC.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles, reminding you that you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
And welcome back to Chester, Pennsylvania, Widener University at the Leslie C. Quick Stadium, where the East-West Hero Bowl number 36 is in progress with Blue leading. With the East leading 28-20 in a real barn burner, going back and forth, a lot of running, a lot of passing. It's been a lot of offense, more than we're used to seeing in the Hero Bowl, and it's been great. And, you know, one of the activities, not only do they get all the guys together, they have a whole cheerleading group that they bring together from various schools, but one of the big sponsors, which is Outback Steakhouse in Springfield, and they feed this crew the night before the game. So I was here last night and talked to Dave Trout, who's the managing partner for that particular Outback, and they've been doing this, I think he'll tell you in the interview, for I think 12 years now. Loves to be a part of it, loves being in a program, and of course I'm just fascinated, having had four teenagers at one point in my life, with what it's like to feed 90 very large football players and another 30 cheerleaders, plus the rest of the volunteers. So last night we talked to him, and give a listen to what it all takes to put this thing together for you.
I'm here with Dave Trout, who's a managing partner of the Springfield Outback Restaurant. He's been an ongoing sponsor for the Hero Bowl for how many years now, Dave?
This is our 13th year now cooking, Mike.
13 years of feeding a bunch of hungry teenagers. So how many kids are you feeding tonight? How many people are you feeding tonight?
Well, we're feeding both football teams, which is approximately 90 to 100. And there's cheerleaders here as well. And there's the folks that volunteer for the Hero Bowl as well. So probably all told about 150 to 200 people.
All right, and what are we talking about relative to poundage of food here?
Well, we made 40 pounds of chicken today. We cooked 48 12-ounce sirloins. We also made 25, almost 50 pounds of roast pork tenderloin, 30 pounds of mashed potatoes, 25 pounds of rice, and about 2 cases of romaine lettuce we use for our Caesar salad.
Man, I noticed a carrot cake and a cheesecake there, too.
128 pieces of cheesecake and carrot cake combined.
I don't think I got my share. So you've been doing it for a lot of years. What's your involvement with the Hero Bowl?
Well, I got started with the Hero Bowl. I got introduced by a gentleman named Ted Bacoy, who was a longtime Chester police officer, and the Hero Bowl was established in the 1970s, but we got involved with Ted in the late 1990s, and Ted introduced me to the folks from the Hero Bowl, and I thought it was a fantastic endeavor. Outback really is involved in the local community, so this endeavor gave us an opportunity to really help our local heroes, the police officers and firefighters, the scholarship fund that was established for recipients to receive a scholarship if something happened to a family member in the line of duty. So we felt like this really kind of fell in line with the principles and beliefs of Outback and what we really attempt to do in our communities and stand out as a individual restaurant amongst many restaurants, many Outback steakhouses, but we try to obviously differentiate ourselves and be very involved in our local county, in Delaware County.
For anybody who doesn't know, where's the restaurant located?
It's at 1162 Baltimore Pike in Springfield. We're adjacent to the Springfield Mall, and we're celebrating 19 years there now.
19 years, really? You've been there from the beginning?
I've been there for 12 of the years.
All right, well, we appreciate everything Outback does, but this is a great event. All volunteers, obviously, including us, and we appreciate your participation.
Thank you, Mike. My pleasure. Thank you.
So it's a great service that Outback provides. They are a key sponsor to this, and a big part of the sponsorship is putting on dinner for all those people. And it was a fun event last night. Weather was comfortable. You know, it wasn't nearly as humid. Now, stepping back a little bit, you know, we just celebrated Memorial Day, and while it's a great time for picnics and barbecues and things like that, we did a little piece back in 2008 for Memorial Day. Just kind of wanted everybody to remind them of the history and the real reason for it. And we're going to play that for you now. And then we're going to come back Jim Alsman has an interview that he did also, so we'll be back in just a second. Listen to this.
What we consider to be Memorial Day weekend started out as much more than a 3-day weekend for barbecues, pool openings, and holidays at the shore. It began as an attempt to honor those killed in battle shortly after the Civil War. General John Logan got the idea for a National Day of Remembrance when he was the principal speaker at a citywide memorial observation in Illinois. On May 5, 1868, as leader of the Grand Army of the Republic, a veterans organization, he proclaimed May 30th to be Decoration Day. That day was chosen specifically as it was not an anniversary of a battle. People were encouraged to decorate the graves of Union soldiers with flowers to commemorate their sacrifice. The alternate name of Memorial Day was first used in 1882, but did not become more common until after World War II, and was not declared the official name by federal law until 1967. Since the founding of our country, many, many millions have served, and tens of thousands have given the ultimate sacrifice defending our freedoms and our way of life. During Memorial Day services all over the country this past weekend, the tradition was to conclude those services with the playing of taps,
a song played when burying a current or former soldier. We at HavenFootball.net wish to honor all our veterans for their service and sacrifice on this 2008 Memorial Day week.
Okay, Mike and Brian, great to be back here at Widener, and I wanted to get this interview in. I was able to catch Coach Oropeza for the East just as he was going into the locker room. Before I play this, I want to let you know they were definitely running, trying to get as many plays in as possible before the half was over, even though they had the lead. They definitely wanted that last touchdown. So, you can hear my question, hear his response, and we can talk about it on the other side.
Real quick, Coach, you obviously had no problem running outside on that deep line.
Yeah.
Toward the end of the half, you started even running inside, going down. You wish you hadn't run more through the last one and a half there?
Hey, you know what? I think, you know, given the amount of time that was left, we realized that we had to control the clock and control running out of time. So we had to throw the football. It's not our strength. But,
outside running the second half?
We'll see. Our strength is up front. Our running backs did a great job, and we got some great athletes there, so hopefully we can control the ball more.
Okay, good luck in the second half, Coach. Thanks.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a good example where sometimes, because you only have maybe 90 seconds left in a half, you switch your game plan completely. You try to punch it in because you think, well, I only have a minute and change, and I'm on a throw, and they almost did get it in on the one. But I think they had enough time, Mike, to keep running.
Well, I don't know. The problem with running, of course, you got to find a way to stop the clock. And you know, I think particularly when kids get all hyped up for an all-star game, every time they touch the ball, they want to score. So a lot of the common sense of football, which is run outside, we don't need the extra 2 yards. We need you out of bounds. You don't have the timeouts left. And I think just physically ran out of time. But, you know, we know professional teams that can't manage a clock with all the practice and all the money and all the other stuff. So to sit there and bring in 90 high school kids who haven't played in 6 months, say, okay, we got to manage a clock. Yeah, okay, throw that ball and try to get into the end zone.
Right. Well, maybe one more run. It is interesting. The last play of the game, the coaching staff and Coach O, they were not happy. It looked like there was a defensive back going way back, cheating into the end zone, and they thought that they were going into a zone defense. So they were not happy about that. I can tell you that there were a couple refs down there that buried their heads and ran to the locker room.
Well, that's fairly typical, though.
Yeah, it was.
Everybody's got a comment.
Reminded me of Paterno chasing after some referees. So it should be an interesting second half. I'm pretty confident by the look on Coach Oropeza's face that they will be handing the ball off and killing a lot of clock in the second half.
All right, well, listen, we're going to go to a commercial break and come back with a wrap of the first half so far, where you've got the East leading West 28-20, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned for the second half of this game.
In Australia, we always have a fresh take on life, and everyone's invited to the barbie. And at Outback Steakhouse, that same fresh spirit inspires everything we do, like our extra large snow crab legs, freshly steamed, sweet, succulent, and bursting with crab meat, served with our tender signature sirloin set to perfection just the way you like it, all for a way down under price of only $13.95. Once you've tasted fresh, mate, you'll never settle for anything less. It's always fresh in the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Springfield is a proud sponsor of the Hero Bowl. Eat in or take out, 610-544-9889. Make it Outback tonight.
Kelly and Regis for the new TD Bank.
We're here with Abe Lincoln, who, shall we say, is a little peeved.
When I agreed to be on the penny, I was thrilled. But now, it's hardly worth anything. And if there's one on the sidewalk, no one even bothers to pick it up.
TD Bank loves pennies. They'll count them and convert them to dollars for free.
Dollars. Yes, it always comes back to George, doesn't it?
Commerce Bank and TD Bank North are now TD Bank. And at TD Bank, we'll count your coins for free. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's 36th Annual Hero Bowl. Tonight's game is sponsored by TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, with convenient branches all over Delaware County. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. Steak, chicken, and shrimp done the Outback way. Eat in or take out. EasyStream.com. Broadcasting your high school sporting events over the internet couldn't be easier with EasyStream. Becca Bell's Hallmark in Brookhaven. The best little Hallmark store in Delaware County. Father's Day is June 17th. Let's get back to the second half action with the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Widener University. The Hero Bowl for the 36th straight year here, where we have the students, student-athletes, coaches, officials, Widener University facility staff, and so many others really dedicating tons of time and energy to a fund that, you know, is near and dear to so many, with the children, a scholarship fund for the children of fallen firefighters, EMTs, and police officers here in Delaware County. So, you know, another big part of it, while Jim and Mike were contributing to the halftime show, I was enthralled here by a couple of fun things going on the sideline, or down on the field in front of us. We had, number one, a 4x400 relay race with some of the top runners in Delaware County. And never mind Delaware County, you know, if you watch the track and field championships or read about them in the Delco Times or whatever it might be, Delaware County very, very well represented at the PIAA state championships last year. We mentioned Strathaven with a 4x100 gold medal winning team. You know, Delaware County boasts the state champion in the pole vault in Chris Williams, the 400 meter champion. We just saw Eric Futch from, I'm sorry, the 200 was Eric right. Futch from Penwood, and so many others. So you know, we just had a pretty fun race with 12 runners here, and went down to the wire. We also got some halftime entertainment. We haven't mentioned them during the first half of action, but halftime entertainment provided by the 2012 Hero Bowl cheerleaders from several different schools. So I'm going to rattle off names as fast as we can here. We have from Academy Park High School, Zuri Griffith, Aisha Braxton, Cuckoo Dobson, Adrian McPherson, Danielle Pleasant, Tykira Beauford, Jasmine Washington, Nayla Harper, all seniors. The juniors from Academy Park, Yamia Wallace, Mariah Stewart, Ashley Jordan, Brianna Jackson. From Chester High School, senior Jennifer Foster. From Chichester High, Tony Darden, Jordan Watson, Sarah Budzik, Morgan Latour, Taylor Phillips, Jess Cotter, Brittany Rogers, and joined by a junior, Khadiza Rice. From Penwood, Brianne Miller, Kanira Moore, Lisa Kamara, Sage Sheriff, and they are joined by juniors LaAsia Brown, Marissa Freeman, Danielle Grasty, and Tatiana Smith, along with Kim Hazard, all from Penwood. From Sun Valley, Taylor Roberts, Amanda Trader, Courtney Clark, and Cherie Jones, all seniors, and also joined by Anastasia Morgan. And two underclassmen from Garnet Valley, Therese Papa, and also Megan Boyle. Now, my kids are supposed to be in bed right now, but I'll let you know that that's a nice surprise for them, that I'll let you know that Megan did a great job, and Megan has been babysitting for my kids for years and years, lives right nearby, and you know, just does a wonderful job. So yeah, great job right by all those Hero Bowl cheerleaders, the coaches, Nikki Coven, who's a Meteor Borough police officer, and cheered from Garnet Valley in the 1998 Hero Bowl. Yvette Calvin, Samantha Wolf, LaTanya Manson, and Melissa Gallagher also assisting with the cheerleading squad. Terrific performance. We're hearing some feedback in the background. I'm sure you're hearing it too, so we're just going to go dark for just a second here. Shut down the switchboard, fire it back up, and we should be okay. Okay.
Didn't do it.
So, didn't quite do it. We'll fight through it, and Mike can work on the technical difficulties at the moment. But in the meantime, we have a lot going on with the high school football teams, and really 24 more minutes of high school football action for the guys on the field. And we did not, in all of the energy and action of the first half, believe it or not, we failed to mention, you know, the coaching staff. It was late in the first half where we finally mentioned the head coaches from each squad. Mike Rickey from the West, from Yarra Valley High School, and from the East, coaching his last game representing Monsignor Bonner, is Tom Oropeza, who is has stepped down and handed off to one of his assistants for 2012. But just very quickly through the rest of the coaching staff: Ray Johnson from Marple, Dennis Decker from Ridley, Mike Murphy from Haverford, Joe Gallagher. And I'll pause there because we're ready to start the action. Mike, you're going to play with a sound here in just a moment. High and over and kick coming down to the west. It'll be Daquan Hill for the first time tonight. He's at the 18, dances his way across the 20, 25, 30-yard line and out to the 32. Okay, it'll be first and 10 for the West from the 32-yard line. Still fighting through some technical difficulties. So the first stoppage of action, we might go dark again or play with the soundboard just a little bit more. But in the meantime, the West trailing 28-20, 11:49 to play here in the third quarter, first series of the second half. The quarterback, James Chinky. He turns, fakes a pitch, and now is under heavy pressure, fires the right flat. It is caught out there. Good shoestring catch. And a pickup of about 6 yards on the play for number 36. That is Rayshon Holman. He had a different number on the roster when we got that squared away just before halftime, or just before game time tonight. But gain of 6 on the play, second down and 4. Chinky in the shotgun this time. 3 receivers to the right, option pitch to the left. Looking for room, and look at this. Samara Moat in 5th gear across the 50 and is caught. Caught there by McLaughlin of Archbishop Carroll, but there are not too many people that have caught Samara Moat this year, but he rips off a bunch and takes it down to the east 48-yard line. Mike is scrambling right now, playing with looking for a different soundboard. So we're fighting through it. And the East, with 11:07 to play here in the third quarter, on the move to start things. Chinky, hard count and flags on the play. Looks like the defense jumped. So we have Samara Moat just picked up a bunch, and now tack on 5 more as Mike looks to set up a second soundboard. Don't go anywhere yet, Mike. 10:55 and counting to play here in the third, and the West is on the move, trailing by 8. Chinky with a wing to his left, 2 receivers to his left as well. Moat, the single setback. Fumbled snap. Chinky
loses it, and Moat recovers it. So Mike just magically fixed our sound problem. Yeah, it sounds great. I don't know what you did, but don't move. Stand still. Mike has to stand in a very strange position, and we're going to put a coat hanger on your head, too, to make sure it stays.
And, Brian, it's important to note, I think this offense is definitely at a little quicker pace.
Yeah. Again, this has been Garnet Valley football the last couple of years, and Mike Rickey is pushing the pace even here in an all-star game. Motion man on the toss play, and Tim Wilson looking to throw it. Now it's going to keep it as he's under heavy pressure. Spins out away from 1-2 men, but nope, did not get away from Big 50. Muhammad Diallo wraps him up for a big loss in the play. A little halfback option pass, and Wilson was, it's the Wildcat quarterback for Coach Tom Ryan at Radnor this year, but that one blew up a little bit. It's going to be third down upcoming, and about 12 as Wilson lost a bunch.
Did I miss anything?
Well, I don't know what you did. I think our soundboard, you brought over the second soundboard, so I think you hurt our other soundboard's feelings a little bit and decided to fix itself. So All right, now there's an equipment timeout here. An official's timeout is Wilson.
Sure, they couldn't do that when I could take time to fix the board.
No, that's right. So we fought through there.
And there are so many frequencies, let's face it, going on around this booth with wireless stuff and everything else. You just never know what's interfering.
We thought we had figured it out and replaced some wires, but obviously it didn't work. Anyway, back to the game.
Kyle Kaiser slot right for the first time here. Chakey, third down of 14, back to pass, looking. Fires to the right flat. It is incomplete through the hands of Hewitt and falls to the turf. Fourth and long upcoming. And it looks like a punt situation for the West, and yep, here they come.
Yeah, not to pick on Hewitt, but boy, it awfully looked like he heard some footsteps, but he had two guys right there on him.
Yeah, if he makes the catch, he'd have a lot of work to do to pick up the first down anyway. But
that ball had some velocity on it too, I think.
Never had the chance here. Kirkian standing deep for the punt snap, and they rush Pyle onto the field for the 11th man to protect. Dobbs and Doe stand with their heels on the 10-yard line to return. Kirkian got all of this one. Good kick. It's going to come down at the 15, and on a hop, Dobbs picks it up. Looking for the 15, 20, makes two men miss. 30, 35, down the far sideline. Dobbs out to the 45-yard line. 35 on the return. And
Dobbs was about a foot and a half from being tackled and just suddenly turned it into fifth gear.
You know, and there's a classic example of, Mike, of special teams coming in and over-pursuing just a little bit. They had to slow up a little bit when that ball bounced.
Yeah, but you know what, Jim? 10 other guys in the Central League who had gotten that ball couldn't have moved out that fast. I mean, he just, if somebody told me he had rockets on his feet, I'd go, yeah, that explains it.
Yeah, he's out at East Stroudsburg in the fall. He had a 77-yard punt return earlier this past season. First team All-Delco, Teron Dobbs. He's on the sideline at the moment as they go with two receivers and an I formation behind Breen, who's in a quarterback. Fumbled snap, and then the ball's loose in the backfield. And here's Walker picking it up, looking to make magic happen again. One, two, three men wrap him up, though. Kyle Kaiser in on the stop. Back at the 36-yard line, P.J. Plummer blew it up as well.
Yeah, I think the football gods have a general rule. You can only make magic once a game.
And Walker did that on an amazing play after a punt block by Dan Young of Haverford. Ball's rolling around 40 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Walker picks it up, made about eight men miss, and ran with it and picked up a first down on the play to set up the third touchdown. Actually, his second touchdown run of the night to give the Blue team, the East tonight, a two-touchdown lead at that point. Now they lead by eight. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, Breen under center. Walker, the single setback, second down and 20. Jet sweep, ball's loose again, fumbled, and the East is on it, and the West is on it, rather. Number 58, he got a punt block earlier, and now a fumble recovery from the defensive end from Haverford. Dan Young on the top of the football, and the West now in business. So, juggled handoff, little jet sweep, and you have to time that right. And
can you imagine Dan Young in 50 years talking to his grandchildren about playing an Air Bowl, and I blocked the punt? That was the good news. The bad news was.
That's right. That's right. So perhaps some redemption now. Drew Platt into the game at center from Strathaven. Matt Davis in at the quarterback spot. Samara Moat dots the I formation. Draw play to Moat. Looking for him off the right side. Stumbled as he took the handoff and then is furthered to the ground there by Matt Regier, the inside linebacker from Academy Park. Gain of maybe a yard for Moat on that one. Moat with 11 yards at halftime and has picked up about 14 more here in the second half. 7:44 to play here in the third quarter. Davis brings in the play. Moat checks out of the game. Mentioned Drew Platt in at center for Strathaven. We mentioned the other two Strathaven guys tonight, Josh Johnson and P.J. Plummer. Check them off my list. We'll get to the other school representatives as we work through this very fast second half. Davis back to pass on second and nine. Little throwback screen. It is in and out of the hands. Incomplete. Intended for Rayshon Hallman. Could not connect. It'll bring up third and nine.
Bounce in front of John Guest from Garner Valley. He thought he'd just pick it up and run with it. That's my kind of thing. 72 lineman. Ball's in front. You pick it up and run with it. What's the worst that can happen?
That's it. And you know, it's the all-star game.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You got your hands on that ball.
Absolutely.
Joe Flannery of Episcopal checks out at tight end. as they break the huddle with two wide receivers, a double wing, and a single setback is Holman. Third and nine from the west, east 34. Toss play to Hewitt. Speed sweep here to the left side, and he may be a couple yards shy of a first down, and looks to be decision time. Probably four down territory, one would think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. God, I think it's four down territory. Yeah. I think he's past the 50.
Fourth and two from the 26. He'd be looking at a 43-yard field goal, which I would say is not out of Nicolardi's range, but no. Trailing by eight, you're probably trying something else.
No, I don't think that it is. He's got a very strong leg, but
there's no wind on the field.
Right.
They need touchdowns, not field goals.
At this point, that's the recipe. Trailing by eight, 6:35 and counting to play in the third. Power eye formation. Rolling to his right is Davis on fourth and two. Under heavy pressure, steps away from one man. Two man cannot get the first down. The East has him wrapped up just shy of the 25. He's going to be a yard shy. And number 50 again on the stop, Mohamed Diallo, the defensive tackle from Penwood. He has been everywhere. Great work there. Cody Sutton joined him on the tackle as well. And with 6:19 to play, the West misses a golden opportunity there. East dodges a bullet, a three and out after coughing up the football in their own territory.
The way this game's going, if the East manages to hold the ball for a while and score, they could wrap this thing up here.
I formation, Breen still in the game at quarterback from Innerborough. McGilligan to his right. On first and 10 from 34, he gives the up back. Walker bounces outside, cuts back inside, and he can dance through raindrops. Still on his feet, 40, one man to beat, and he is tripped up from behind. Gentile got him with one man standing
almost
in front of him.
It.
Wow, Andrew Thomas in the neighborhood as well. Touchdown saving tackle as Walker just ripped off 20 yards and ran probably for 40.
I mean, Brian, in the booth, you clearly have the toughest job because I don't know how you describe that. That was amazing.
He is fun to watch, and he is headed to Norfolk State this fall. And again, they are going to get a good one. I'm trying to mention that before if we get a break in the action. Several of these players headed to the same school so they can make friends tonight and continue their careers this fall. Toss play. This is Watkins off the right side. Sweep to this near sideline. It'll put him, I think, at about the midfield stripe. See where they spot it. Looks like it'll be right at the 50-yard line, which means a gain of five. Second and five upcoming for the East as they move left to right in this third quarter with an 8-point lead, 5:18 and counting to play here in the third. So we mentioned a couple of other schools here from the west side of things. Also representing Cardinal O'Hara, Watkins on their last carry. We mentioned Shane Johnson as well. From Chichester, we've mentioned Laquan Lambert tonight. Jamal Lacey's had a tackle or two. Also Shane Laird wearing number 56 tonight. Those are your three Chichester Eagles in the game, coming off a 4-8 season. Big improvements from 2 years ago. Breen, quarterback sneak off the left side, and he'll get a couple, maybe. Forward progress might give him the 48, and it'll bring up third down and three. I don't know if that was a design play, or did he juggle the snap again?
I had the binoculars on it. It looked like a planned play.
Okay. So here we go. Third down and three. And to go with the Mike Mayer School of Offensive Coordination, probably four down territory. Side of the 50.
I don't think they're giving the ball away.
Okay.
Although, I would be awful tempted with an 8-point lead, just kick it as deep as I can, but we'll see.
Kirkian out, Luterman in on the defensive line for the West. They spread things on third and four. Breen in the shotgun, two receivers to either side. A back on his left hip. Roll to his left. Gets a good block. Pass to the left side. Complete. It's Laquan Lambert for the first time tonight. Hauls it in on a hitch. Takes it down to the 30-yard line and spins to the 28. Laquan Lambert had a couple of near misses in the first half. One down near the goal line, but hauls that one in for a first down for the East. Gain of 20. 21, call it. First completion of this second half for either team, and Breen right on the money with that one. So four completions on the night for the East. Four different receivers, just how it should be in the All-Star game. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. East on the move with an 8-point lead. Receivers are split. I formation behind Breen. Toss to the right side. Looking for room is one of those Bonner backs again. Down to the 24 after a gain of 5. Rockne O'Leary finishes him off. Him being number 11. That's Gibson. He's been one of the busiest ball carriers of the night. 6 carries for 40 yards unofficially. P.J. Plummer checks out for the West. Breen brings in the play. Ismir Gibson, honorable mention All-Delco this year. 3 rushing touchdowns with just over 300 yards on the ground. And, of course, he shared the load with Abraham Jouard, who had 711 yards rushing and 5 scores. Second down and 4 from the 24. Receivers either side, again out of the I formation, give it to the up back. Walker makes one, 2 men miss, takes a hit from O'Leary, but falls forward down to the 13-yard line. Give him 11 more, and Walker starting to grab hold of this game. He had 2 touchdowns in the first half, and now on 2 carries in the second, has himself, well, 33 yards rushing just in the second half.
West
43 West. For the game, and that does not count that fumbled. The return of the blocked punt.
Right. West defenders are really tearing at the ball now. They're really trying to get some kind of turnover, which is a good move to make. The problem is when you try to do that, a lot of times you're giving your running back a couple extra yards because you're not tackling the way you should be.
This is the most time-consuming drive of the game for either team. 2:01, 2 minutes now on the clock here in the third quarter. 28-20. East, first and 10, from the West, 13, threatening to add to the lead. Gives to Watkins, cuts it outside to the left. Flag on the play, no, and Watkins inside the 5, spins forward, touchdown. Touchdown for the West, and there were 2 white shirts with hands in the air pleading for a holding call. Did not get it, and Watkins visits pay dirt for the first time tonight. 1:41 to play. And the West on their heels now as the East really just took full control of that drive. One big pass completion on a third down conversion, a 3rd-and-4 play, a 20-yard completion to Laquan Lambert. But after that, it was Walker and Watson and Gibson and Breen all straight ahead running.
Well, we should note it's 1:31 to play in the third quarter.
Yes. Plenty of time, and especially as fast as the West is scoring, this is by no means over. Hudson on to attempt his 5th extra point of the night. Ball spotted, kick is away, and this one is no good.
Ooh.
Pushed it wide right. So, score says 34-20. So, 34-20, 14-point game. Well, we'll come back and try to cram a whole lot of thank yous and other things into the next 14 minutes of action or so. So stick with us. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening live to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Do you know what time it is? Whatever time it is, chances are TD Bank is open. That's because TD Bank has the longest hours around. They're open early and they're open late. How convenient is that? Of course, if you're in a hurry, you can always connect to tdbank.com for free online banking and bill pay. Or just give them a call anytime at 1-888-751-9000. They'd love to hear from you. So if you're looking for a more convenient bank, look no further than TD Bank, America's most convenient bank. Member FDIC.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football. Right here on HavenFootball.net.
A 69-yard drive for the East, the longest drive of the night for either team. And they stretch themselves to a 2-touchdown lead, looking to win for the second year in a row. The East on top of the West, 34-20 with 1:41 to play here in the third quarter. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Jim Alsman and Mike Mayer here in the booth. Always a lot of fun here at Widener University every spring. High end over end kick.
Ooh.
Juggled and fumbled by Walker, but he has room and time to pick it up. It dances across the 10, 15, makes one man miss, 2 men miss, and boy, you have some guys that can, I mean, ankle-breaking cuts here. And on turf makes it a little bit easier, but my goodness. Daquan Hill just made a couple guys look pretty silly and did well to get it out to the 17-yard line after dropping the kickoff. So, long field in front of the West. Matt Davis in at quarterback. DePietro split to the right, split to the left. Is number 7, Joe Pham. I formation dotted by Pyle. They play fake to him. Davis back to pass. He wants it all down the seam. DePetris got it at the 50, 40, 35, 30. Inside the 25, carrying tacklers to the 19.
What a pass
is right. DePetro was a couple steps behind everybody, and good work to track him down by number 21. That's Tyreek Kellum. But, well,
both,
we
both
said...
Both defenders and the receiver running so fast, if that ball hadn't been perfectly thrown, there's no way he was going to get received.
63 on the catch and run.
No, just put right beyond that shoulder and beyond the defenders. Perfectly placed.
We'll mark it at the 19. On first down, give us to Pyle. Pyle inside the 15 with forward progress. Give him 5. And, boy, the Garnet Valley guys are starting to turn things around. Pyle with that long kick return to set up the first West touchdown. DePetro with a 30-yard catch to put him inside the 5 to set up the second touchdown. And now they're knocking on the door again. DePetro, 2 catches for 93 yards unofficially. 41 seconds to play here in the third. Second down and about 5. Davis, option, keeps it himself. Looks, spins his way inside the 10. Very close to first down yardage. It'll depend on the spot as we tick inside of 25 seconds. And they, again, as we saw from the Garnet Valley offense in the regular season, well, you have the coach on staff here, and this offense does not take much time to snap the ball. Third and a yard. Under center is Davis. Third and inches from the 10. Give us to Moat. He makes one man miss in the backfield and I think has enough for a first down. We'll see. It's going to be awfully close.
That was a little... He juggled that ball a little bit. That handoff was not quite clean. That might have cost him a yard or so.
Well, it's come to the last play of the first of the third quarter, and the line judge on that far side, I think, has him inches short. I think we're going to have fourth and inches to start the fourth quarter inside the 10. It's going to be a fun one. 12 more minutes of regulation to play. 14-point game right now. East 34, West 20. Stick with us. Be back in a moment. You're listening live to High School Football, the Hero Bowl, for the 36th time in Delaware County. We're happy to bring it here on HavenFootball.net.
Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy.
Did you know that the first Father's Day celebration was way back in 1910, but didn't become official until 1966? Did you also know that Beckenbell's Hallmark in Brookhaven is the best place to find great Father's Day cards and gifts? They have Phillies and Eagles mugs, as well as great frames for your favorite picture, as well as sentimental and humorous cards for that special dad in your life. Pay a visit to the fine folks at Beckenbell's Hallmark in Brookhaven, located on Edgemont Avenue at the 352 Shopping Plaza between Kmart and Pathmark. Free gift wrapping, too.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth and inches it will be to start the fourth quarter. The West comes off the sideline with receivers split to either side. Matt Davis under center. Double wing. The fullback is Rayshon Holman. Sneak time perhaps. Jeremiah Lowry trying to get low at that defensive tackle spot. Sneak it is. Davis gets a push in the back from Rayshon Holman, and they drive the pile all the way inside the 5 to the 4. Gain of 5 for Davis and the West in business here. So trailing by 14, but they'll likely snap this thing in a hurry, getting a play call from the sideline. A couple of other names here to mention here. We've mentioned a bunch of Penn Wood guys tonight. Jamal McDonald, Tyreek Kellum, Justin Jacobs, Jordan Terrell, and we've said Muhammad Diallo's had a whale of a game on the defensive side. Here, West, first and goal. Hard count from Davis. Toss play to this near side. Sprinting for the near corner and down at the 1 yard line is Tim Wilson.
The East did a great job of closing that down. I thought he was absolutely in for the score, and they just shut that down within a yard or two.
56, Shane Lair just blew up that blocker. He just blew him up, and McLaughlin over there as well, the linebacker from Archbishop Carroll.
When you're
gave
that,
a couple for Wilson.
Yeah, when you're that close, you'd like to see the running back just try to go right for that pylon. He may have been a little closer
than... Yeah. Wilson, he was a little tentative in his running, is what you're saying? Yeah.
Wilson scored the first touchdown of the night for the West from about that distance, a three-yard run with 4:23 to play in the first quarter. Here, second and goal now from the two. Davis sends Hewitt in motion, toss it to him, trying to stretch it to that left side, and I think they'll stack him up and drive him back. Diallo in there again, and again it's McLaughlin and Lowry standing him up and getting help from lots of their teammates. Ryan Tambin, the safety from Interborough, in the mix there as well. Good gang tackling from the guys in blue. And now...
That should have probably been dragged out a little further. I assume they called it off that hole, but I think if he'd run to the outside, he might have made that. I don't think they could have pursued him.
Third and goal now from the three.
Yeah, and we saw how well they did on that conversion into the first down. I think they need to take it up the middle again.
East trying to hold on to a 14-point lead. Split to the left side is Ryan Kelly, the big 6'5 guy. Maybe you throw the jump ball there, and they will. Throw it up high. Kelly turns. It is incomplete. Overthrown.
Yep.
Had the right idea. Kelly singled up out there with number 9, Jamal Anding, 5'10". Not a short guy, but Kelly.
I think that's a low percentage play. I mean, you're running so well. I don't know. I'm in favor of passing in high school football, but I think here, with 3 yards to go, you just drive it on the ground.
Kelly checks out, and they spread things now. Fourth and goal from the three. Moat on the right hip of Davis, who's in the gun. Wing left and two receivers to that side as well. They option Davis pushing the pile, and Diallo's got him again. Diallo has him and got help up front from 57, Matt Regier. And a goal line stand for the East. In a big, big moment there. Wow. First and goal from the 4. Second and goal from the 2. And the West comes up empty. 9:50 to play in regulation. But, well, let's see what the East can do to get out of the shadow of their own goalposts.
Jim, I don't know. I would think you just run 4 plays of the way outside and see if they just catch up to your guy.
Clearly, Coach Junto is not calling those plays.
Yeah.
We know what he would have done. But, yeah, I completely agree. I mean, you're that close. Look at the inside push they got on that first down to get the inches. Keep going with the ball on the ground. I'll tell you, though, that is a defensive stand that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Great work from the East there. And, again, you mentioned Coach Junton. I'm looking at Stratham and Coach Kevin Clancy here in the stands, and they're probably saying, where's the wing tee? Where's this wing tee? All right, first and goal from the 2. Gives straight ahead to number 6, Abraham Jawar, and picks up a couple more. I think forward progress will give him the 5. Gain of 2 for Jawar as the East trying to just stay out of trouble here with the football inside their own 5.
Well, the West really has to suck it up here. I mean, they really have to get a 3 and out. I mean, we got a little less than 9.5 minutes left, which is decent amount of time enough, but they've got to get 2 scores here.
Right, and field position at this point is everything. You don't want to give up first downs to give up time, of course, but keep them pinned at their end, in your end of the field, if you're a fan of the West here. For the East, though, you know, they've had tons of success on the ground here. I formation dotted by Ismir Gibson. Give is the fullback. This is Walker looking for room on the right side, and he'll take off a huge chunk here. 20, 25, 30, 35, carries a tackler out across the 40-yard line. Walker ridden down there by Craig Pettit of Upper Darby, but he takes it to the 43, 37 more for George Walker, and Delco's leading rusher, I mentioned already, he's starting to assert himself. His 3 carries in the second half have gone for 25, 11, and now 37.
Yeah, that was a great run and very well timed. You know, normally in high school football, you'd say, okay, you're winning by 8, by 14. It's run plays, 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. Just take the clock away. But I think in all-star football, they'll just keep playing like they're down by 14.
Wildcat look here with Dobbs and Walker in the backfield. 4 wide receivers. Dobbs, play fake, keeps it himself, makes one man miss in the backfield and squirts his way to the 45, maybe 46. For 3. Substitutions now coming more frequently for both teams on the defensive side of the ball. That's a lot of chasing here in the fourth quarter, and you're seeing 3-4 shirts at a time in and out of the ball game, trying to keep these guys fresh. Checking out John McGilligan for the offense. Into the game is Chester wide receiver Anthony Jackson. He's split to the right. He caught the 3rd touchdown of the night for the East. 8 minutes and counting to play here in the 4th. Hudson under center. High formation, play fake, back to pass. Looking under heavy pressure, eyes downfield, fires deep downfield. It is tipped in the air, juggled, and incomplete. Incomplete. Two white shirts had hands on it. Matt Reichert in coverage, almost. That would have been a heck of a play for an interception there. Number 20 also in the neighborhood in white. That's Max Golden, the lone representative for Lower Merion on the field tonight.
Yeah, and for Reichert, he would have almost had to do sort of a ballet pirouette to bring that in, but he made a nice play on that.
It's third down and 8 from the 45-yard line, the East, with 7:46 to play in the fourth and a 2-touchdown lead. Out of the game is Robinson. Hudson in the gun, 4 wide again. Rolling to his left. Pressure from the backside. Still fires this near sideline. It's complete, I believe, for a first down. We'll check the spot. And Laquan Lambert, for as much as he wanted a catch in the first half, his 2 catches in the second half have gone for first downs. Big plays on third down from the Alt-Delco Chichester Eagle. Give him 13, and they have the football now at the 43-yard line of the West. And Lambert, 2 catches now for 34 yards. And Hudson, that's a big, big throw on third down. 4 for 7 for 84 yards unofficially and a touchdown for the Sun Valley representative tonight. Dobbs in motion, jet sweep to him. Off the right side, looking for room, and good open field stop there. Craig Pettit, he's made a bunch of tackles tonight from Upper Darby. And give him one more.
That was picture perfect. That's just like they draw it up in the book.
Speaking of Upper Darby, a couple other guys to mention who we may not have had as much time to mention. Alex Fusco has been in there on the offensive line along with Tay Quay. Big number 70. He's been at right tackle most of the evening. Also from Chester, we mentioned Anthony Jackson with a touchdown. Jamal Anding, a wide receiver. Adrian Turner, defensive back. We mentioned Brandon Patterson at tight end tonight. And Devon Emmerts at defensive end. Second and 10 from the 43. Hudson gives to the tailback, and this is Jaward. Maybe his best carry since the touchdown run on the first tote of the game. Give him maybe, spotted 36, gain of 7. So Jaward, 4 carries, 21 yards, and East approaching a 300-yard rushing night.
That's great for an all-star game, though.
Mix in just over 100 passing, and 34 points on the board with still half the fourth quarter to play. It's been a pretty good night for the East offense. Lambert split to the right. McGilligan to the right, Lambert to the left. I formation with Walker dotting the I behind Hudson. They'll snap it inside of 6 minutes to play now in the fourth quarter. Hudson, keeper, 3rd and 3, off left guard, and I don't know. It's going to be close. Forward progress, we'll see when they unpile here. That'll determine it. Andrew Thomas, Garnet Valley defensive end on the stop.
And they're signaling first down.
Yeah, they're moving the chains on that far sideline. So Hudson, keep the chains moving. Give him a gain of 3. That's all he needed. And at the very least now, 5:44 and counting. I mean, at the very least, you're going to melt 2.5 more minutes off the clock.
Right. Unless they start calling timeouts.
Well, right. Still, each team still with three timeouts to give here in the third. First and 10 from the 37 of the West. East taking their time going to the line. Tailback is Watkins. They fake it to him and roll to the right. Hudson under heavy pressure now steps back to his left. Scrambling deep in the backfield now, and he's wrapped up from behind and sacked. Back at the 38-yard line, and that's number 58 again. And Dan Young has a block punt, a sack, and a fumble recovery here. You know, they pick an offensive and defensive player of the game for each team, and Young is filling up a stat sheet here.
Yep.
We'll see.
And number 60, Chris Kirky
from Marple.
From Marple was just all over the quarterback, just couldn't wrap him up, and had a blocker right with him and did eventually take him out of the play, but boy, that was close.
Second and 13, second sack of the night for the West, the first coming on the final play of that first half. But Hudson takes his time getting to the line. Four wide, two to either side. Motion man is Dobbs. They flood it to the left, and the give is to the single setback. And off the right side, this is Gibson. Boy, you have a lot of guys that make people miss. And, you know, if you're a defensive coordinator, you're saying, oh, it's the tackling, it's the tackling. But, boy, these guys are quick on both sides of the football here.
When the legs go one way and the upper body goes another, it depends on what you're aiming at.
4:15 to play in the fourth. Clock is stopped as the West, with a big third down play upcoming. The West is going to talk things over on the defensive side of the ball. Third and about six upcoming from the 29-yard line. We'll keep it right here and just mention a couple more names here. Try to mention everybody tonight. We've mentioned for Archbishop Carroll, Bill Gall on the offensive line, and Teron Dobbs and Kevin McLaughlin have been a big part of the action as well. Tajay Rivers has had a ton of tackles in the secondary for Glenn Mills. George Walker, has taken over this game with the football in his hands. But one more guy from Glenn Mills, three times first team All Del Val League offensive lineman Derek Carter, also a terrific wrestler. Carter just a giant on that offensive line here tonight, and certainly for the Bulls all season. One more name to mention here on the West side of the ball. From Haverford High School, we've mentioned Mike Gentile and Dylan Hewitt. Dan Young's had a terrific game. Austin Hennessy on the offensive line. One more guy to mention, Dylan Cullen. I'm going to come back to him after third down here, no matter what happens. Third and six from the 29. East moving right to left with 4:15 to play here in the fourth. Shotgun formation. Backs on either side of Hudson as he rolls to his left. Looks. Throwback screen to the right. Looking for room is Watkins. He has a first down and more. Speed across the 20. 15. He will go in untouched. Beautifully designed play. And that could slam the door. Watkins, second touchdown of this second half. And the East is up by three scores, 29 yards on a throwback screen.
Well, that was pretty impressive. And it was exactly, in a regular game what you'd expect the East to do. They're going to drive the ball, hold on to it as long as they can, take as much time between plays as they can, run the clock out, and now they got this extra score. Short of a miracle, they have, in fact, slammed the door on the West.
A 97-yard drive that started at their own 3-yard line on the heels of a goal line stand, and now Hudson on to attempt his sixth extra point. Spotted. Kick is away and wide right. So again, we knew coming in the Hudson that they honestly didn't have a kicker on this team, and Hudson volunteered to say, "Hey, I'll try it."
He did all right.
Hit his first four and has missed the last two. But hey, 40-20, East on top. Hard to complain. One last mention of a Haverford player, not in uniform tonight. His name is on the roster. Number 82 is not on the field tonight. That's Dylan Cullen, a defensive end due to shoulder surgery. Is there any more, any one guy who belongs in the Hero Bowl more than a teenager who's been volunteering several years at the Lanark Fire Department?
Right.
So here you have a teenage firefighter, and of all nights to not be able to go, it's, that's a shame for him. But, thrilled to have Dylan on the roster, and certainly, well-deserved after a fine season at Haverford. The Fords finished 7-5 this year, even with a ton of injuries, and should bounce back. A couple other guys. We mentioned Josh Gussler, the lone representative from Pencrest. Julian O'Neill and Joe Flannery from Episcopal. Tough season for Episcopal as, they finished 2-7, but certainly a memorable night for those guys. From Harrington, Dylan O'Donnell and Ryan Kelly, we've mentioned all of them. A couple other Garnet Valley guys we've not mentioned as much tonight. Andrew Thomas just had a tackle a minute ago. John Guest on the offensive line, of course, but Ray Walker, an offensive guard, has been busy out there too. 4 minutes to play. Ball juggled at the 5-yard line on the kickoff, but coming out to the 20 and looking for room is Samara Moat. Turns the corner on one man out to the 35, and then a tackle out of bounds here. But, again, all in pretty good football play. Borderline there.
Well, but the way some of these guys can run and move,
it's hard to stop.
Stop, but you don't want to slow down assuming they're out of bounds. You do, right. And they'll just take off at the line.
So Moat, with 31 on the return, takes it out to the 36. 3:47 to play here in the regular in regulation. 40-20, East on top. Tyler Morrissey hobbles to the sideline. He's headed to Westchester in the fall after a terrific career at linebacker for Springfield. Here's James Chakey, dancing his way off the right side, and he is belted. He is belted. Number 24, again, that free safety. He's been busy tonight. That is Tajay Rivers. He's been in on a number of tackles, and Chakey's had had himself a good night running the football. And the West, and you know, not too bad throwing it either. 2 for 4 for 42 yards, but not so much on the offensive side here for the West in this second half. Chakey under heavy pressure, and they've got a face mask penalty upcoming here. Sacked on the play is Chakey back at the 34-yard line, but it looks like they're going to get 94 on a face mask call. It spun his helmet almost all the way around there, so no argument there from the big guy from Academy Park, Jeremiah Lowry, you know, mini Maxwell Award winner, just a terrific defensive player. But got a handful of face masks on that one.
Yeah, which, you know, and again, with the limited amount of practice and everything else, the heat and everything, I'm surprised there haven't been more penalties like that. So it's been a nice, clean game, very few penalties.
We've mentioned all of the Academy Park guys. Eddie Tawa could not play tonight, but Mark Doe, Derek Robinson, Matt Regier, and Armin Graham, along with Emmanuel Danois, and he's been handling the kicking duties as well as playing defensive back alongside of Darrell Jones. So great year for head coach Jason Fischeski and the Knights of Academy Park. They finished 8-4, first playoff win ever. Trips right. Chakey, option to the left. Ball is pitched away from Moten, and he does well to pick it up and get back to near the original line of scrimmage as the pitch a little too far in front here, and a little bit of confusion now, and trailing by 20 with 2:53 to play. The West, understandable a bit here. It's having some trouble.
They're trying to force it at this stage of the game, but that's okay. It's an all-star game. There's no tomorrow. Keep working it.
Moat actually picked up a yard on that play, amazingly.
Yeah, he got that ball. He turned on the Jets.
Yep. Wesley's going to get a good one there. Wesley College, Division III powerhouse. They're getting him. They're getting Plummer. They're getting a couple other guys that I'll mention in a moment. In the meantime, they'll throw deep down the middle for DiPietro. Incomplete. Chakey. He and Chakey connected on a 30-yarder to set up the first touchdown of the night for the West, but nothing doing here in the second half. 20 on the board at the midway point, and still a big 20 on the board here for the guys in white and red. This brings up third down and 9. Mentioned that other, whoever that other Wesley guy is, that's another talented running back wearing number 6 tonight for Monsignor Bonner, Abraham Jawad. So he, Moat, along with P.J. Plummer, all headed down to Dover pretty soon. Third and 9. Chakey back to pass. Looking. Seam route. Down the middle it goes. It is caught by Joey Pham. His first catch of the night. The Marple Newtown Tiger hauls it in and falls on his hip at the 20-yard line. Nicely thrown football. Pham went up and got it. Gain of 29 as the West hustles to the line.
Great to see him hauling that catch.
He's been running from that split end position most of the night tonight, and finally thrown one his way and is rewarded for it. And now the East jumps offside here. Brings up first down and 5 as they'll move it down to the 15. So the West, you know, we'll see what happens here. They're trailing by 20. They'd have to score here, and then, I don't know, all-star game. I guess they'd try onside kicks. I don't know if they've ruled that out or not. We didn't check every last rule for tonight. Trips right, option to the left. They pitch it, looking for room for Moat, and he runs into a wall of blue shirts. Two guys met him and three more close behind as Moat is swallowed up back at the 17, loss of a couple. So try to bunch it to one side, run to the other, and, you know, you like the idea that to get Moat in space, not too many guys can catch him, but well played by the defense. Very well, very well done. 1:56 and counting to play. Sutton on that last tackle for the East. Second and 7. Chakey back, firing, wheel route, looking for Pyle at the goal line. It is juggled and incomplete. Very good coverage on the play by Chester's number 9, Jamal Anding.
Another couple of feet in that ball, and that might have made it. That's a nice throw.
Anding listed as wide receiver tonight, but, you know, a lot of these guys played on both sides of the football in the regular season. Only so many snaps here in an all-star game for this many kids. But Anding in the defensive backfield tonight made a nice play there. It'll bring up third down and 7. Chakey under center, double wing. Motion man is Hewitt. They fake the toss to him and roll to the right. Looking and now keeping it himself. Chakey still eyes downfield, pulls up, fires, end zone. Oh, DePietro's wide
very
open.
Very nice.
8 yards deep, hauls it in for the touchdown. DePietro with over 100 yards receiving now. And tack on a 17-yard touchdown catch as well. And, you know, for a kid who missed pretty much the entire regular season, one of Garnet Valley's captains, had the game-winning touchdown catch in the playoff game against Central Bucks South in a wild game there. But here is rewarded in his final high school game. And go for two? No, it takes a knee. What do I have here? No good. Okay. So they weren't going to. They line up to go for two and take the knee. Don't go for.
All right, so I've got to explain that to me.
That's a first for me too, Mark.
Why would you take a knee on an extra point? Oh, if they're down by 14 points, they can receive the kickoff to make it.
How about that? All right, so there's a neat little Hero Bowl wrinkle. We've not seen that in quite some time.
Let's explain it because I was.
So here you go. So they line up for a 2-point conversion. It's a 14-point deficit. Score sits at 40-26 with 1:33 to play here in regulation. The West is trailing by 14, and there is apparently a rule, as just explained, that if you are trailing by 14 points or more, you can elect to receive the
kickoff.
Now,
we don't know if that's fourth quarter or 5 minutes
right,
or what the story
right.
is.
But clearly, with a minute 33 to go, they said, well,
I like that.
We kick the extra point.
Not
then
for
it's
regular
13,
high school.
Yeah, right. But you kick the extra point here with a 13-point get. Nicolardi's almost automatic. You figure that's a 13-point deficit,
and you
no longer have that option.
I would assume they've also eliminated onside kicks,
right,
I would think.
Right.
I don't know that.
So Chakey to DePietro with 1:33 to play has cut the lead to 40-26 after that 17-yard touchdown pass.
Although in a high school football game, when you start to sort of alter the game this way, you know, hopefully anyone that was suited up for offense for the East got in, you know, so I would feel bad for those folks. But
right.
You know, it does make it interesting at the end of this ball game.
Well, it keeps it from getting out of hand, and it gives, you know, if there's a resurgence, it gives you a shot to get the score a little closer. Nobody wants to see a lopsided game.
40-26, East with the lead, and now kicking off after a West score. I've seen it all now. So, squib kick is fielded at the 20-yard line there, and, number three, Tim Wilson from Radnor, is tripped up after a short return. Number 31 in on that stop, Ryan Tambin from Innerboro. So with 1:25 to play, the West with the football at their own 29.
Now
trailing by 14.
Here's the interesting thing. If they score a touchdown, they don't get the ball back, right? Because it's not 14 anymore.
Right. That's right. So you can only get it so close here. But then maybe you try your onside kick. So
if they allow it.
Let's see what happens. DePietro split left. Dylan O'Donnell to the right. Chakey under center. And timeout. Officials timeout, perhaps? Is this equipment? We'll see what happens. But, again, a couple other names that we may not have mentioned. We mentioned Daquan Hill has been in the game for Ridley. The only other Ridley representative tonight is Jalen Randolph, but he is on the sideline as not to risk injury tonight. In the meantime, Chakey back to pass. He's firing it deep for DePietro again. This is juggled and incomplete, nearly intercepted. Number 21 had both hands on it. Tariq Kellum out near midfield. Looking for the deep ball, but Chakey, with pressure in his face, had to throw it off his back foot.
Yep.
Good work from the defensive front. Second down and 10. So, DePietro, 3 catches tonight. 110 yards receiving and a touchdown. He and Chakey maybe share that offensive MVP trophy for the West, but we'll see. Back to passes, Chakey. Firing to the right side. It is juggled and nearly intercepted again. Kellum. Huge collision out here midfield there. 4 guys converging around the football. Not sure who that was intended for there. DePietro running down the field and then circling in behind him. Looked to be Wilson. Ball sort of split them and Kellum.
Well, if you,
like, it was going for the kill shot there,
if you might have picked it. If you didn't come tonight and you're listening to this live, boy, give some thought next year. $5, decent food, great game. Great
all
way to
proceeds,
watch high school football.
You can't ask for a better cause if you're going to spend some money here. Minute 8 to go. Here in the fourth, back is Chakey. Fields the low snap, looking deep down the near sideline. DiPietro had a step on his man, but this one's overthrown. Incomplete.
Right at the one-minute mark.
One-minute mark, so three straight incompletions here. Now turn it to fourth down and 10. Last shot upcoming here. Chakey, unofficially, 4 for 9 passing for 88 yards and a touchdown. And they'll need to draw one up here from their own 29-yard line. Fourth and 10, last shot here for the West. Split to the left is Joe Pham. Three to the right, Chakey. Play fake, rolling to his left. Eyes downfield, quarterback bootleg, keeping it himself. Chakey sprinting for that first down marker, has it. And they're going to tack on 15 more. Flag on the play at the end of it for a late hit out of bounds. And Chakey give him 11, a first down out to the 40. And then they're going to march it into the East Territory here with 50.5 seconds left.
I'll tell you, that was a heck of a run. I mean, he really just took off for his life. And I can understand that flag being thrown. He was going so quick, I'm surprised they didn't get marched right out into the track area.
Nicely designed play there. Trips right, and then Pham runs a post and clears out that entire left side. And he said, we think our guy's pretty fast.
He was running very fast, so the flag was appropriate.
Absolutely. Although, I got to tell you, the defenders are right on his heels.
50.5 seconds to play here in the regulation. Chakey in the gun, double wing, receiver split. Back to pass on first and 10. Firing deep down the sideline. DiPietro's out there, incomplete. Lunging attempt at the 15, just needed an extra half step. Couldn't quite reach it. And boy, he...
And Marco was covering him and tripped, so he was wide open had he caught that ball. There was nobody stopping to go in.
This DiPietro can really run. Big target, too.
How about the throw?
Yeah.
I mean, it was
right
close.
DiPietro's headed to Westchester. Not sure if he's planning to play any football, but there's not too many guys that are going to outrun Mark Doe, either. And so he's showing pretty well here tonight. DiPietro checks out of the game. Ryan Kelly from Harrison checks in, and he is split to this near side to the right of the quarterback. Shotgun formation for Chakey. Second and 10 from the 44-yard line. Chakey takes the snap, has pressure, screen underneath. Samara Moat looking for room off the right side. 40, 35, and he stood up just shy of that 35. Doe came right up, and now we have some extracurriculars out of bounds here. Doe and Moat came face mask to face mask. And
well, you're not going to see a flag there because both sides really were inappropriate on that sideline.
They came nose to nose. It's a good stick from Doe there. He's excited about it, and both, but, you know, it's
being
also
excited about the other sideline.
Yeah,
not a good
and then
idea.
On the other side, right, 5 yards out of bounds, you have to stop being excited for
right.
a couple, for
right.
pretty quickly.
So you get back on the field and away from all those white shirts.
Gain of 8 on the play, that screen to Moat sets up 3rd down and 2. From the 36-yard line, Chakey in the gun, double wing, receiver split. Back to pass again, looking, on 3rd and 2. He wants it all down that far sideline. Pham's going to have to come back to the ball, and does, makes the grab at the 11-yard line. That'll stop the clock momentarily as they pick up a first down at the 11. And boy, that's shades of a Strathaven game in the regular season. Pham, I remember, just on that sideline, not at this stadium, you know, comes back to a ball that's underthrown, good body position, and that's his second catch of the night.
Yeah, he's a quick player, gets out there, gets open, and he's a very smart individual. He one of our, I think, more astute football players and leaders for Marple Newtown this year.
Where's he going?
Pham is headed, and Jim had emailed me earlier in the day. Thank you for that. He's headed to Millersville.
Okay.
He had 517 yards rushing as well, and that was a bit of a find a few games into the season. A lot of time at split end even last year, and then this past season, you know, suddenly ends up in the backfield. It was a nice 1-2 punch between Moat, who was in the fullback spot at that wing tee, but you mix Pham on the edges, and Marple had quite a nice run this year. 21 seconds to play. They spot the football at the 11-yard line, first and 10. Power eye formation. Jakey under center. Kelly on the right side. They look to throw a quick slant this time. Kelly's got it and is into the end zone for a touchdown.
A slant pass touchdown. Whoa, slant pass.
That is a big, big target. And Ryan Kelly headed to Penn in the fall, but headed to the end zone here. 11 yards on the throw and catch from Chakey to Kelly. His third catch of the night. This one for six.
And I think what Mike's trying to say is that should have been called probably a little earlier.
Well, Mike,
I'm a big slant, you don't get a chance.
Earlier, as in every week for the last 7 years, we've been doing a broadcast on HavenFootball.net. No matter who's playing, that's the call. But all right, flags on the play on the extra point try, and
we have a broadcast for a team that could have the greatest throwing quarterback and receivers ever seen in high school, and we still wouldn't throw too often. And I've always felt the slant passes, particularly outside slant, are such effective weapons, but you have to work it.
I agree. It's a lot of timing, and I feel your pain with the non-passing.
So it's...
That being said, it's hard to argue with the success of Marple and Strathaven over the years. They mix in the pass when they have to.
There's a reason why I'm up here and they're down
there.
That's
right. So, nothing, no complaints for the overall outcome. Most week after week, year after year, and so forth, whether it's Marple Newtown or Strathaven, we've been fortunate to watch some really good football for a long, long time, and never mind the fact, sportsmanship. Those two teams, year after year, always end up with the sportsmanship awards, it seems, in the Central League. And just we're happy to be a part of it and get to watch a lot of it. Now here is an extra point that is tipped and blocked. Tajay Rivers again, number 24, in on the block. So 40-32 is your score. 17 seconds left. I'm not sure that the onside kick has been ruled out. I don't think so. So the West perhaps with one more try to get the football back, and we have ourselves an 8-point game. If the East recovers the kickoff and sits down with it, that's going to be the ball game.
Yep.
But the West has maybe one more prayer thanks to an interesting new All-Star game rule that we just learned this year.
Strathaven, played a game where they went their last game of the year, went into overtime in the playoffs, and scored in their first attempt and got the extra point. And
Potsgrove
came out and decided
scored,
to score and
went
for
two, and that was the distance.
And that running back was caught. He was wrapped up by a left arm, but he broke through it.
Heartbreaking way to end the season for Strathaven, and then of course the week after that, Potsgrove just took Phoenixville apart, and it was that was the salt in the wound there, feeling like the two-point conversion was the difference between another district title for Strathaven.
Give them the benefit. I mean, we knew what they were going to run. Everybody knew what the play was going to be,
and they executed.
And we had to stop it. And they
gutsy call to try it. Head coach Rich Pennypacker at Pottsgrove has won two of the last three District 1 titles now, and sandwiched in between there, Strathaven in 2010. A fun year that was.
I think an onside kick is legal.
All right, they line up for it. Here's Nicolardi, approaches. Takes a high bounce. Ball is loose, and there's a scramble. I don't know. Number 15 in blue had his hands on it first. That's Hudson, but I don't know if he's going to come out of the pile with it, and he does. Hudson, the quarterback, he's had his hand on the football all night. He's kicked a bunch of extra points, and he has more or less iced this football game. They're going to line it up. I don't know if they're going to even snap it one more time or not. 7 seconds left, and the teams are just going to line up at midfield, it looks like. Yep, it's academic now. We can run out the clock, but the East has hung on for a 40-32 victory. And boy, this was fun. 72 points on the board. Hard to argue with that.
Yep.
It's been a lot of fun. So congratulations, Tom Oropeza, stepping down at Monsignor Bonner. And so to give him one more football game and to give him one more win tonight, well done. Those kids have done a great job. And offense, defense, a couple big special teams plays. And, a goal line stand to really, was the difference in the game.
That's
frankly.
Right. That's right.
And honestly, you know, great job by the guys on the West too. You know, they could have mailed it in at 40-20, and to get this thing to one score in the final moments here was a lot of fun. And a credit to head coach Mike Rickey and the entire staff on the West, and of course the kids playing in their last high school game. So, that being said, we're going to take a short time out, thank a few more of our sponsors, say a couple more thank yous when we come back, and maybe we end up with the MVPs and players of the game on each side before we sign off. So stick with us. Be back in a couple minutes. You're listening live to high school football here on HavenFootball.net.
This Hero Bowl broadcast is the exclusive property of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net, and is produced for the private use of our listening audience. No rebroadcast in full or in part is permitted without the express written permission of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net. Your cooperation is appreciated.
The world of Internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the Internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EZStream.com. EZStream, streaming made easy.
In Australia, we always have a fresh take on life, and everyone's invited to the barbie. And at Outback Steakhouse, that same fresh spirit inspires everything we do, like our extra-large snow crab legs, freshly steamed, sweet, succulent, and bursting with crab meat, served with our tender signature sirloin set to perfection just the way you like it. All for a way down under price of only $13.95. Once you've tasted fresh, mate, you'll never settle for anything less. It's always fresh in the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Springfield is a proud sponsor of the Hero Bowl. Eat in or take out, 610-544-9889. Make it Outback tonight.
This year's high school football season is just around the corner, and HavenFootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net. For great game statistics and articles, if you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
Do you know what time it is? Whatever time it is, chances are TD Bank is open. That's because TD Bank has the longest hours around. They're open early and they're open late. How convenient is that? Of course, if you're in a hurry, you can always connect to tdbank.com for free online banking and bill pay. Or just give them a call anytime at 1-888-751-9000. They'd love to hear from you. So if you're looking for a more convenient bank, look no further than TD Bank, America's most convenient bank. Member FDIC.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Widener University, scene of yet another very entertaining, very well-played and cleanly played Hero Bowl, which has not always been the case in recent years, but boy, we had a fun time calling this 40-32 victory for the East, which again is pretty much the Del Valle League and three Catholic League teams of Delaware County against the West, made up of the Central League All-Stars plus contributions from the Haverford School and Episcopal Academy. So, just a couple of quick things to wrap up here. You know, first and foremost, I'd like to thank Jim Alsman for a couple hints and ideas on the prep earlier today on some of the prep work. Jim, hope you can join us again. He's checked in with us a couple of times on some special events, some playoff action last year, and now
maybe we talk about him going to Hershey next year with us.
Well, you know, we can talk some more.
It's a partnership that we've had a long time and a working, and you guys have been a big part of the Tigers radio network, so I appreciate your help, and we're going to get these little minor technical issues figured out. By
our little laptops can only do so much at a time.
That's right, that's right, but I do appreciate your help, and this was a great evening. You know, just to follow up on what the East did, even though these players are playing in their last high school game and some last organized football, it really is important to note that Coach Oropeza is coaching his last game. Really turned Monsignor Bono around and made it made it back a viable force in the Catholic League, so good for him. I know him on a personal level, and he's a great man.
Great job, and speaking of Bonner players and coaches being honored, defensive player of the game for the East is number 59, Cody Sutton. He was terrific on the defensive side of the ball at defensive end tonight, in on several tackles, big part of that goal line stand in the fourth quarter that really changed the shape of that game as the West squad was essentially shut out for most of the second half.
Right.
On the... I don't know who they're going to talk about next. I don't want to give anything away before they announce it. But James Chakey has been named the offensive MVP for the West squad. He is well deserving. Over 100 yards passing, and certainly nearly that on the ground as well. Accounted for 3 touchdowns on the ground and through the air. So. Again, James Chakey, the Haverford School's quarterback, terrific night tonight. It was fun to watch him play tonight. We did not get a chance to see Haverford School in person this year. But, again, great work there from Chakey. I think they're going to go. Yes, okay, they're going to stay on the west side. The defensive MVP, Grant Jamgoshian.
He was terrific.
Just tackles after tackle, 3 or 4 big tackles in the backfield or at the line of scrimmage at defensive end. Lehigh bound, and they'll get a good one if he decides to play some football up there. And last but not least, we're waiting the East offensive MVP, and I think this is going to be a no-brainer. He basically took over the game late in the second quarter on an amazing play after a blocked punt, and then just ran wild in the second half. 3 total touchdowns on the night. For number 5 from Glenn Mills, George Walker, Delaware County's leading rusher, and he was fun to watch tonight too. Well over 100 yards rushing, and those 3 scores obviously a big difference maker in tonight's game. So they those 4 players of the game being honored at midfield with Widener's head coach. And also I will mention they also gave out 2 spirit awards to the cheerleaders. Congratulations to Jennifer Foster of Chester and Taylor Roberts of Sun Valley. Those are your 2 spirit award winners from the cheerleading squad. So, it's been a fun event here tonight. We're going to sign off till August. Hard to believe. We mixed in some baseball to keep us busy earlier this spring, and the Hero Bowl is always a nice change of pace. But, Mike, any last thoughts before we check in again?
Check back. We got a countdown clock on the website, so how many days, hours, minutes, and seconds till the game starts. For those people who like to look, and we're under 90, that's always a good thing.
There you go.
So we're getting closer, and we'll see you back towards the end of August, and we can't wait, as usual.
Labor Day weekend. The Strathaven Panthers open with Imhotep Charter. Okay, so about 4 months ago, you look at that on the schedule, say, all right, it's a 2A school, smaller school, but they usually pile up a bunch of wins, so, it should be a decent competition. And it went from decent competition to, oh, my goodness, look who transferred in.
Yep.
Maybe the best running back in the state of Pennsylvania, David Williams, has moved from West Catholic to Imhotep Charter, following Albie Crosby, the new head coach at Imhotep Charter. So there, and there's talk of perhaps even more new faces at Imhotep Charter. We'll see what they bring on Labor Day weekend. But the Panthers with an enormous challenge to start their season, never mind what the Central League will bring. So we'll be happy to join you, whenever Labor Day is this year. I don't know, late August, early September.
Yep.
There'll be scrimmages prior to that. Come out and see those guys in person. And if you're at those scrimmages, come find us. We're happy to give you schedules and talk through all sorts of things about Strathaven football and high school football in general. So, signing off one more time, one more thank you to all of the players and coaches for making tonight so much fun and so special and just so entertaining to watch. Thank you so much to everyone. There's so many and too many to name here at Widener University and those on the Delco Hero Bowl committee for getting us set up here. Thanks you again to Jim Alsman, and check out MarpleNewtownFootball.com in your spare time. Jim's been a big help to us tonight and really throughout the regular season. It's been fun. Mike Mayer, one more time. We got the equipment to put away here and get everything ready for late summer, early fall. But great job by Mike with the engineering, the color commentary, and, of course, everything that is HavenFootball.net. Your final score from the 36th Annual Hero Bowl, 40 for the East, 32 from the West. Good night, everybody. Brian Carroll signing off. Great night. and great football. Enjoy your summer.
This internet broadcast has been a production of www.havenfootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.